This is Park and Vermilion County Radio, 1049 WAXI.
This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 1049 WAXI and True Oldies WAXI.com. Time now for the Fountain Trust Ron Construction Pregame Show, presented by the Fountain Trust Company with 15 locations, including the Rockville IGA Banking Center, and by Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. We're a few minutes away from tonight's kickoff. Time to evaluate the matchups, discuss key players, and set the stage for tonight's contest. The Ron Construction Fountain Trust Pregame Show starts now on 1049 WAXI.
Good evening, Friday night football fans. We're here on 104.9 WAXI for another exciting high school football game. Wherever you are, we hope you are warm, hope you are dry. It's going to be a soggy one and a wet one here tonight. We are coming at you from Attica High School. Bruce Field is the Park Heritage Wolves at 2-1 on the year. Take on the Attica Red Ramblers, undefeated at 3-0. This is Stephen Hartman alongside my broadcast partner for tonight, Jake Weber. Jim Foster's got the night off, so we wish him well, whatever he is doing. Hope he's enjoying that time. But, Jake, we're excited to be here. We're going to have a great game tonight. Two schools, as we'll look at standings a little bit later, at the top of the WRC currently. So it's a big game tonight. It's a week that I know these teams have really prepared a lot for. Probably didn't prepare for maybe the weather as much as they would have liked to, as we have a pretty steady rain coming down outside.
Yes, it is. Weather is definitely going to be a factor here for tonight's game, but an exciting matchup. We are in conference play, starting to get into the deep in the WRC about midway through the season. And I know Attica and Park Heritage will be very excited to play tonight because both these teams are competing at the top of the conference this year.
Well, Jake, Jim and I talked about it last week. It's crazy how quickly the third week came upon us. And now, as you said, here we are in the fourth week of action for 2018 high school football. And next week really is going to kind of define the halfway point of the season. So before you know it, we've already gotten through several weeks of football. And as you said, that conference race is beginning to play itself out. But real quick, let's take a look at who we have tonight. As we said, it is Park Heritage at 2-1, taking on the Attica Red Ramblers, 3-0. Brian Moore is 2-1 in his first year at Park Heritage, 189-44 in his 21st year overall, just an incredible winning percentage for that coach. Ryan Good, 77-38 in his 11th year here at the helm at Attica High School. In the staggering ratings, Attica currently ranked 15th in Class 1A. Park Heritage currently at the 19th slot, and that's down a little bit where they were last week. I believe they cracked the top 10. We're ranked 10th in Class 1A, so very, very exciting for a new program, a new school to be able to, to kind of boast that they were able to make that top 10. Obviously a tough matchup last week against North Central after their loss to them has dropped them out of that top poll, but certainly all hands on deck with them to make sure that they get back into those top polls here as the season progresses. As we said, the last outing, Park Heritage lost to the North Central of Farmersburg. Final score there, 62-32. If you like offense, absolutely the game you wanted to see. A lot of points scored in that one. And Attica last week defeated Seager 37-0. Versus common foes this year, Park Heritage is 1-0, Attica 1-0. Both teams have played Seager and defeated them. So, Jake, as we said, we're going to look at those conference standings. Right now, Attica sits atop the Wabash River Conference. They are 2-0 in conference, 3-0 overall. At this point, not giving up a point to any of their opponents. So a very, very impressive stat to look at for them. North Vermilion falls into that second slot. They're also 2-0. They're 3-0 overall. Park Heritage falls into the third place. They're leading the conference in scoring right now, put up 103 total points on the season, 2-0 in conference, 2-1 overall. Fountain Central in fourth place, 1-0. They're 3-0 overall. South Vermilion, they're 2-1 within conference, 2-1 overall. So every game they have played thus far has been a conference game. Their first game tonight at Marshall of Illinois is going to be their first out-of-conference game on the season. Follow that up with teams still looking for their first wins within conference, Seager, Covington, Riverton Park. The Patriots of Seager are 0-2, Covington, Riverton both 0-3 on the season. So as we kind of take a look at what we've got going on here at Attica High School, as we said, these teams are working their way through their schedule. Park Heritage started off the year at Seager with a big 51-14 victory. The next week they played Covington, won that game as well, 52-19, put up a lot of points in those first 2 weeks. Then they ran into a juggernaut of a team in North Central, of Farmersburg. They lost that game 32-62. Attica, on the other hand, as I've talked to some people, have admittedly said, it's impressive that we have not given up any points, but unfortunately it hasn't been the toughest of schedules for them up to this point.
Yeah, Attica is undefeated in conference right now, and as we said, they've had not the toughest part of their schedule, but hey, when you hold a team to 0 points, you catch the eye of other opponents in the conference, and so that signifies that Attica's got a good defensive squad, and I know on the offensive side, they've got two really good dynamic players in Josh Little and Drew Sheridan. Yes, both of those kids are very, very good players, and I expect them to play well here tonight.
So for Attica, they started off the season against Riverton Park, won that game 16-0. They went to Clinton Prairie with their victory there as they scored 31 points. Once again, did not give up any. And Seeger was their opponent last weekend, 37-0, the victory over the Patriots for the Red Ramblers. So we have a very intriguing matchup tonight, and as I look through the other games that were kind of taking place around the state of Indiana, Jake, there were three that really caught my eye. The first one, Avon is going to travel to Brownsburg. That's number 2 Avon at 3-0, taking on number 3 in Class 6A, Brownsburg, also at 3-0. So huge matchup going on in that game. Obviously going to be very excited to see how that one comes out. Cascade at 2-1 is going to travel to Cloverdale tonight. Cloverdale looking for their first victory on the season. Covington at 0-3 travels to Fountain Central for a WRC conference matchup. Covington lost to South Vermilion by 2, lost to North Vermilion by 3. Those are two very, very good teams that we have seen, and we know how good those teams are. But as you looked at that score against Park Heritage, Covington gives up 52 points to Park Heritage, and then 52-19, obviously the biggest loss for Covington. So I think that says a lot about Park Heritage and their offense. Crawfordsville at 0-3 is going to travel to Danville. They're 0-3. Danville last year was 13-1. They lost to Evansville Memorial in the semi-state, and they're still looking for their first victory of the season. It's amazing how quickly things can change. Lafayette Central Catholic at 1-2 is going to travel. He leads the state in rushing currently through 3 games. That young man has put up 15 touchdowns. Incredibly impressive stats for him. They're going to travel to North Decatur, taking on them at 2-1. North Putnam at 3-0 travels to Sullivan at 2-1. North Vermilion, 3-0, travels to Linton Stockton at 0-3. At the beginning of the year, that's a game you would have circled that absolutely would have been one to look out for. But Linton Stockton still looking for their first win, very uncharacteristic for that program. It'll be interesting to see what type of a score we get from Linton. Northview, 3-0, travels to West Vigo at 1-2. Owen Valley is traveling to Edgewood, and I don't know if you've seen the facilities at Edgewood to this point, Jake, but they have a red turf field that is maybe the most difficult thing I've ever seen to look at on a football field, but
it's of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Well, welcome back to Attica High School. You're listening to the Ron Construction and Fountain Trust Company pregame show here on 104.9 WAXI. Jake, we said that this is an intriguing matchup, and if you look at the statistics, it will tell you that Seeger wasn't able to score. Clinton Prairie wasn't able to score. And their first opponent of the year, I already forgot who that was, wasn't able to score either. So when you think about Attica, obviously you think defense. When you look at Park Heritage, they are currently leading the conference in scoring. They've put up a very massive number up to this point. I believe it is 103 points on the year, averaging just over 30 points a game. So they're able to score. They're able to score in bunches. So you have a team that is obviously very good on the offensive side. You have a team that's very good on the defensive side. Something's got to give tonight.
Yeah, very much. I've had a chance to see Park Heritage in person, and they were very dynamic on the offensive side of the ball, very athletic. They can score at any position. And so very interesting matchup tonight, though, because Park Heritage does like to throw the ball, and Attica's got a stingy defense, so it's going to be very interesting with the weather here tonight, Stephen, because I suspect the Red Ramblers are going to come out, pound the ball down Park Heritage, and Park Heritage is going to have to adjust their game plan a little bit here in this ball game.
Well, we have been fortunate enough to be around the game of football enough to know that inclement weather is always the greatest equalizer. So it does not doesn't matter, you know, what you look at in terms of predictions and what team is anticipated to have victories. When you have a rain game, so many different things can happen. Turnovers are much more common. Teams that may be used to throwing the ball, which, you know, Park Heritage really likes to do, it makes it much more difficult. That ball is difficult to hang on to. Passes get errant. Your accuracy definitely goes down. So you're going to have to kind of look at maybe a ground-and-pound game. It might come down to a point of conditioning, which team is able to absorb the most abuse as you have that running coming right at you, or which team has the ability to just make sure they take care of the football and don't hurt themselves with penalties. So we are going to take a break here. We are ready for the national anthem here at Attica. We come back, we'll have the opening kickoff. You've listened to the pregame show sponsored by Ron Construction and the Fountain Trust Company here on 104.9 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Baldor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Welcome to Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Tonight's game is brought to you by Park County REMC, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Futurex Industries, Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton, Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, The Fountain Trust Company, Overpeck Gas in Covington and Marshall, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Valley Pro Construction in Clinton, your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGA stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company and Internet, serving Bloomingdale, Tangier, Rockville, and Coloma. Valley Professionals Community Health Center, with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. BJ's Electronics, your local Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. WTHI-TV, News 10, and by Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville.
Welcome back to Attica High School once again. The coin toss is just completed. Look like Attica won the toss. They have deferred. So, Jake, we look at our two opponents tonight. Attica, the Red Ramblers, are going to be wearing the exact same uniforms that we actually saw last week for South Vermilion, honoring the National Guard. They're going to be green uniforms, or green tops, black numbers trimmed in yellow, with Go Guard written across the top, and black pants for them. They will have their traditional red helmets. For Park Heritage, as the visitors, they're going to go white pants, white tops, black numbers trimmed in silver, black helmets as well. Bruce Field is absolutely one of my favorite places to come. Jake, we talked before the game. One of my earliest memories of playing high school football actually took place on this field. Unfortunately, it wasn't a very positive memory. As I took a pretty big hit during a kickoff. But it's a memory nonetheless. So every time I come here, it's always a flashback to those awesome days that you have playing under the lights on a Friday night.
Oh, that's the beauty of high school sports, Stephen. It brings back a lot of memories when you go visit places. As an athlete, I'm familiar, and you are as well, just opportunities you have to play. I remember being on this field as well and making a big-time catch, as well as making a big-time play that I hope almost won us the game when I was in high school, but we came fell up short. So I'm very excited to be back here as well, Stephen, with you, and I look forward to the great football game here tonight.
A lot of great stories for sure. Well, it is Attica that's going to kick off. Drew Sheridan will do the kicking for them, 5'10" senior. Back deep for Park Heritage is going to be Austin Petrillo. Waiting for the signal. Sheridan approaches. Kick is away, and we are underway here at Attica. It's going to be a short kick, a little squib down to about the 35-yard line. Cole Jones is there to field it. He goes straight down. So Park Heritage will begin their drive at around the 34-yard line. So as this offense comes out, obviously they are led by quarterback Logan White. Logan White's had a very, very good season so far, 671 yards passing through the air. That's almost 223 yards per game, completing well over half of his passes, 7 touchdowns on the season. It's going to be difficult, as we said, to make that passing game effective this evening, but he's going to come out and start with 5 wide receivers. He's got 3 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Trevor Rapp comes in motion, fakes the handoff. Pass down the field is complete. That's completed to number 23 for Park Heritage, making a few players miss. Going to take us a while to get used to the new names, the new numbers that we see here. So that was completed to Jalen Kroll. So motion came across, fake the handoff. Logan White rolls out to the right. Tight end snuck out. Was able to hit Jalen Kroll right on the numbers. That's a great gain for Park Heritage. First down. That gets all the way down to the 38-yard line. So up-tempo offense for Park Heritage. This time it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Trevor Rapp. He's stopped at the line of scrimmage. Going to be no gain.
That first play, Stephen, was an excellent play call. They ran jet sweep to the short side of the field. They faked it. A nice corner route by Kroll. Beautiful ball by White. He was wide open with plenty of grass. About a 25-yard gain.
Well, Kroll hit it well. He stayed blocked for just a few moments before he released. Had the defense fooled, and he was open down the field for sure. This time, Logan White under center, drops back, fakes the handoff. It's going to be a pass to the flats. It's deflected. That is attempted for Cole Jones. It looks like Drew Sheridan out there on the coverage.
Play action there by Park Heritage. They were in I formation there. That's the first time I've seen this look from them. Just a good fake by White. Showed great footwork and poise in the pocket, but excellent job by the outside linebacker on the weak side of the field, making deflection on the play.
It was a great read. The receiver was open, but once again, wet football, it's just a little bit more difficult to get the velocity on it that you want. Good reaction from Attica to deflect that pass. Blitz up the middle from the middle linebacker. Logan White able to roll out to the left, avoids one tackler, makes another man miss. He's down to the 30-yard line. So Logan White with the keeper. And that's going to be a gain of about 8 yards. Check that, make that 9 yards. It's going to be fourth and short for Park Heritage.
Good decision by Logan White. They ran that rollout pass that they like to run on the wide side of the field. He faked one way, rolls back behind. Good coverage by Attica. White tucked it, saw there was open grass ahead of him, just got short of the first down line. Now they call a timeout. Park Heritage look like they're going to go for it here on fourth down, Stephen. Crucial call by Coach Moore here early in the game.
Absolutely want to talk it over, so we'll step aside. We do have a timeout sponsored by Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Stay tuned for more action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to live action. Logan White in the I formation hands off to Trevor Rapp right up the middle, and he's going to have plenty for the first down. Looks like it'll be a gain of about 6 yards. Ball's down to the 24-yard line. Another first down for Park Heritage as they continue their drive.
I formation look there, just ran a little power play. Rapp hit that hole hard, made a good cut, first down.
Well, one of the things that makes Park Heritage so difficult to defend is their use of Cates, and we exactly saw it right there. Notice that there were some blitzing backers in the few plays before that. So Logan White gives them the hard count. Attica does jump off sides. It's going to be first and five. Ball's down to the 20-yard line. White back in the shotgun. Trevor Rapp lined up to his left. Drops back. Pass to the flats is completed to number two, Ben Link. So just a quick four-yard hitch is completed from Logan White to Ben Link. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards, second and two. This time we have three receivers to the right. Noble Johnson to the left. Hand off to Trevor Rapp up the middle. Misses one tackle. Brought down, though, for another first down to Park Heritage.
Park Heritage ran an interesting formation there, Stephen. They had run what I like to call a king formation, where they have a fullback offset of the quarterback, tailback right behind him. Little power play, hand the ball to Rapp. Makes a good cut, first down.
So we do have the ball now on the 7-yard line. It's going to be another handoff to Rapp. About 3 or 4 yards downfield before any contact. We do apologize. It is difficult to, once again, see the numbers defensively for Attica. I believe that was number 55, Clayton Kelly, on the stop. Check that. 56, Jack Hargan. So we do have a player that is down on the field. Looks like a player from Park Heritage. Can't see who that is, but the trainers are attending to him. So while players being looked at, Jake will go ahead and step aside once again for another break. He was trying to get up, but player once again has gone back down to the field. So we'll talk about it after the break. Stay tuned here on the 104.9 WAXI.
The Dollar Stretcher is back this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Frito-Lay single-serve chips, sour cream dip, Michelinas dinners, Kraft macaroni and cheese, salad dressing, red, yellow, or orange bell peppers are only a few of the Dollar Stretcher items. Take advantage of the 4-day meat sale, too, Wednesday through Saturday at your IGA stores.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to Attica High School. Player for Park Heritage that was down is Ethan Roosevelt. So he gets to his feet. He is helped to the sidelines, though, by some of the assistant coaches from Park Heritage. So Ethan Roosevelt, 5'11", 235-pound senior, very effective on that offensive line. Certainly hope the best for him that he gets the treatment he needs. So Park Heritage is going to continue their drive just to fill you in on where we are. It's second down, 5 yards to go for Park Heritage. The ball is spotted on the 7-yard line. So Logan White's going to be in the shotgun, or as Jake calls it, king formation. Trevor Rapp right behind him. Hand off to Rapp up the middle. Takes one or two hits. He drops the football. It will remain with Park Heritage. That's Louis Monick that is going to recover that fumble. So great recognition from him to see the ball on the ground. Dove right on top of it. Park Heritage will maintain possession. It was a good game for Rapp, but as he dropped the football, came back about 3 yards. So we are back to the 5-yard line. Third and 4 yards to go. White to pass. It's a fade to the corner of the end zone. Ball is deflected, intended for Noble Johnson. Great defense, though, by Attica.
Big play here, Steven. It's fourth down and five from the, looks like the 8-yard line. But Park Heritage just looks like they're going to play some field position here, or instead of going for it, they're going to play the score. They've had a nice drive here, and they want to come out with points. With 8 minutes here left to play, Ben Link's on the field to kick. Ben Link's an excellent kicker. And if he gets any type of hold or good footing, I believe this one's going to go in.
So here's the snap. It is a good hold. Ben Link is not able to execute. His foot slipped a little bit as he... Nope, check that. The officials changed their mind. It is good. It deflected off the helmet of somebody on the line and goes through the uprights. So it is going to be a good field goal for Ben Link. As you said, good footing is going to be key. His foot slipped a little bit, didn't get the height on it that it needed. Didn't matter. Goes through the uprights anyway. So our first score of the football game is a field goal from Ben Link for Park Heritage. The Wolves take the lead 3-0. So we'll step aside for a quick break. We'll come back for continued action here from Attica on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today to drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back. Ben Link set to kick off. Boots it downfield. Attica's going to field it. Up the middle. Looks to cut to the outside. He's met, great though, tackle at the 35-yard line. Seth credit the tackle to Seth Bollinger.
Seth Bollinger. On the kickoff, Seth Bollinger flew down the middle of the field, went unblocked, made a perfect tackle. Just like you coach it up, chest to chest, drove the guy down. We do have a flag on the play. It looks like it's going to be on the kickoff team on Park Heritage. This is going to hurt Park Heritage with field position. It looks like Ada will probably accept the penalty. It'll be tacked on off the run. It'll be first down for Attica.
We do have an update on our Future X Industries scoreboard here for Park Heritage. 3 for the Wolves. 0 to Attica in the early going. We have 7:55 here to go in the first quarter. We have some other updates to bring you. Linton 7, North Vermilion 0 early in the first quarter there. Northview 7, West Vigo 0. Seeker Patriots score first against the Panthers. Score is 7-0 there. And then in the Victory Bell game, Terre Haute North with an early 3-0 lead over the Braves of Terre Haute South. So it was a good drive for Park Heritage, Jake. They travel 75 yards. They do have to settle for a field goal, but anytime you can put points on the board, you're certainly going to take it. So from the spot of the penalty.
One of the things I was very impressed with Park Heritage on that drive, Stephen, is how well their offensive line played. From the start of the year to what I saw on that last drive, they look much better, much improved. They were staying low, driving people off the line of scrimmage, and Rapp was hitting the hole very hard. He's looking more confident as a runner, and that's going to be a positive thing for the Wolves.
So after the walk-off, it's going to be out to the 47-yard line. And we're going to have another stoppage of play, another penalty. I believe this one will be on Attica as well. And it will be against the Ramblers, so going to give back some of the yardage that they got. It is a 5-yard walk-off. That will move the ball back to the 43-yard line.
Coach Good is known for several things on the offensive side, Stephen. He likes to run jet sweep out of the spread, as well as throwing some corner routes. But he also likes to run some single wing, and right there they huddled up. They broke at the last minute, hustled to the ball, and they were in a single wing formation. Looks like they're doing it here again.
So it is going to be time formation for Attica. It's going to be a direct snap to the running back. That's
like
number 60, Braden Hartman, on the stop. The run for Attica is going to be Jordan Douglas, 6-foot junior for the Ramblers. The Red Ramblers are going to be led tonight by quarterback Chase Little. 235 yards passing on the season. He also has 285 yards on the ground, so averaging just under 100 yards rushing at the quarterback position. This time He will take it up the middle. Big hit that time by Jalen Kerr. Free safety coming up, making the play on Drew Sheridan. It's going to be about a 3-yard gain, so we have third and 11 for Attica.
Good strong run by Sheridan. Didn't have much there. They snapped it right back to him. It looked in Attica's formation, they could snap it back to Little, they could snap it to Sheridan, or they could snap it to Douglas. There's three options there where they could snap the ball to, and they can run some different looks of fakes and handoffs. And that time they ran like a little sweep play to Sheridan. He ran over a guy but only got 3 yards.
So big third down and 11 play here for Attica. Once again, goes to Sheridan. Good tackle off the edge by Jalen Kerr. Also credit Seth Bollinger in on the stop. So it's a gain of about 4 yards. We have fourth and 7 for Attica. The ball is resting right at the 50-yard line. So Chase Little is going to drop back in punt formation. Park Heritage has yet to send anybody back. There goes Austin. Austin Petrillo will be deep to receive. Good snap. Kick is away. Hits it about the 25-yard line. There will be no fielding of this one. Saw some Trillo steps away. Attica's going to down the football. And that is going to be spotted at the 18-yard line. And that's where Park Heritage will take over their drive. So we'd like to thank a few of our sponsors, Ron Construction on State Road 59 north of Belmore, and your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Thank you for your sponsorship of high school sports here on 104.9 WAXI. Park Heritage will start their second drive. White wrap in the backfield. Three receivers left. One receiver to the right. It's going to be a pass. Logan White looking. Great coverage from Attica. He has to scramble, but there's nowhere to go. He's swallowed up in the backfield.
Great job by Attica. Great coverage on the play here on this on the three receiver side. White had no look. They ran like a little bubble screen or this little quick pass out to the receiver. They ran a wheel route with Petrillo, but White had nothing available. Attica brought, was able to make a little stunt, made a good tackle on White.
Credit Jake DeMumbrum, 5'10" senior for Attica with the stop. Logan by himself in the backfield. Same formation they did on the very first play. Jalen Crowell lined up at tight end. Quick screen here to the left to Noble Johnson. Tries to make one man miss, but that's a great open field tackle. Open field tackle made that time by John Britt. So it's going to be a reception and a gain of about a yard. Park Heritage looking at third and 13.
Just a great tackle by Britt. He came up and made a nice roll tackle. Johnson had nowhere to go because of that. Interesting here, Park Heritage running trips to the weak side. Looks like they have a one-on-one matchup they like on the top.
So they are going to send Rapp on the fade route. A little underthrown. He comes back, gets it. Completed to Rapp. Goes up and catches it at its highest point. Just goes up over the defender, brings it down. So that is a completed pass to Trevor Rapp. Going to be a first down for Park Heritage. Very, very difficult as an undersized defender when you're going against a player that is 6'3" tall in Trevor Rapp. As we said, it was underthrown. Rapp located it, came back, made the play. Back to I formation for Park Heritage. Hand off to Trevor Rapp up the middle.
Uh-oh.
Great gain for him. He gets out in the open, makes two men miss. Sidesteps. Noble Johnson's got him as a lead blocker all the way down the sidelines. One man to beat, and he is in for a touchdown. Trevor Rapp.
66-yard touchdown ran, Stephen. Great run by Rapp. I thought they might move him around some this year after that first game. And they had him out at receiver at the start, and they booted him back in the backfield. He made a good cut on his first run, making a guy miss. Got tackled, almost lost his balance, overcame that, and outran the defense. And great job by Noble Johnson helping him down the field.
Certainly an athletic run by Trevor Rapp, but as you said, credit Noble Johnson to get him the rest of the way. 66-yard score for Park Heritage. They'll line up for the PAT. Once again, Ben Link awaits the snap. There's going to be a penalty. False start against Park Heritage, so it's going to move the football back a little bit. We have a few more updates for you. Terre Haute South has now scored. So they are up 7-3 against Terre Haute North. Seeger adds another touchdown. They are up 14-0. 5:44 to go in the first quarter there. And Linton adds another score. So they are up 14 on the Falcons of North Vermilion. Ben Link's kick is up. It has plenty of distance, and it is right down the middle as well. So PAT attempt is good.
The extra point is good. There is a flag on the play.
Well, we're going to wait here, see what the marker is for. Park Heritage is running off the field. They seem to be content that it's going to be against Attica. All right, it will be a sideline warning then against Park Heritage. Speaking with the captains from Attica right now. So kind of a surprising score there to see Linton 14-0 over the Falcons. As we said, Linton 0-3 for the first time, I believe, in 40-some years. But they've started the season with that type of a record. North Vermilion definitely going to try to get their offense going. If you've never seen a game at Linton, it is an awfully fun environment to go to.
Yeah, the Miners, they really bring a good crowd down there in Linton. And I know it's a big game for Linton. 0-3 start, is that right, Stephen, they said?
That is correct.
And I know the Miners aren't used to that, and it's a big game whenever they play the Falcons. And Falcons have had a good start this year. They've been battling a couple injuries, but they've been overcoming that. And so I suspect North Vermilion may come back in this game. Part of their arsenal attack at North Vermilion is the throw in the ball. And with the weather being wet, as it is, it could be some strategic planning from Coach Crabtree and the Falcons tonight.
It's very interesting to see how those two teams have certainly created a bit of rivalry over the last few years. So while we wait for them to continue to sort out the penalty, we want to thank Dale Warnick, Chevrolet in Rockville. The Fountain Trust Company with 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA. All right, so the touchdown is good. There was a sideline infraction against Park Heritage. It's going to move the ball back out to the 23-yard line.
Right, here's another flag.
But before play can resume, we have another penalty.
Could be a delay game penalty. It's thrown by the back judge. He's usually in charge of that. Or too many men on the field. We'll see what's the call. Oh, he's just having the clock reset. The clock never set, and so they're waving off the flag.
So we will have Logan White lined up at quarterback. Trevor Rapp to his right. Three receivers left. Snap is good. It's going to be a fade route to Jalen Kroll to his backside shoulder.
Oh, they call it a flag on that one. I don't know about that, Steven.
So the pass is incomplete, as we said, thrown behind Jalen Kroll. He's not able to haul it in. We do have a flag. It's going to be a pass interference against Attica, and I agree entirely. Probably not a flag that needs to be thrown. But Park Heritage is going to get another opportunity here.
So kind of the situation is on the extra point, Park Heritage got a sideline warning. They got penalized for that. And they decided to go for two because of the yardage. Ben Link does have the leg to kick. They were back on the 24-yard line, and that was going to be a long kick with the weather. You don't want to see someone get hurt, and so they elected to go for it. Now, because of the pass interference call, Link has a little longer extra point. But if he gets some good footing, he can make this one, Stephen.
Well, we saw his last one. Plenty of distance. This one has more than enough as well. But he's going to pull it a little bit to the left, so the PAT attempt for Ben Link is no good. But after all of that, Park Heritage does put another score on the board. We have 4:13 to go here in the first quarter. It is 9 to Park Heritage, 0 for Attica on our FutureX Industry scoreboard. We'll step aside for a quick break and come back with more action here from Attica on 104.9 WAXI.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to our game of the week here on 104.9 WAXI. Park Heritage with an early 9-0 lead over Attica. Trevor Rapp goes 66 yards for the last score. With that, Trevor is going to add another touchdown to his total. He's got 5 now on the season. Had a long run of 83 earlier in the year. This one's not quite long enough, but still, Jake, a very impressive 66-yard run from that young man.
Yes, very impressive run. And what I like have seen so far from Trevor is he's hitting the hole very, very hard. He's making some good cuts, and he showed some good balance on that run and even showed some good patience down the sideline. He was waiting for his blocker, Noble Johnson, the receiver, on the wide side of the field, getting in Attica's way, and he made a good cut off that. Rapp's looking like a very good player here for the Wolves tonight.
Well, he's not your prototypical running back, as we said, 6'3" tall. Usually you want him lower to the ground, makes it a little more difficult to tackle, but when you have the athleticism and speed that Trevor Rapp has, it's certainly understandable why they want him in that backfield. So Ben Link is going to kick it off. It's going to be another squib kick fielded by Attica. They'll just down it at the 30-yard line. So that's where they will start their second possession. I want to thank the Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. The Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton as well. Thank you for your sponsorship of high school action on 104.9 WAXI. So Attica's last possession ends with a punt. This time they, as we said, take over on the 30-yard line. Going to be shotgun set. Bit of a quarterback change. We're going to see Eli Kirkpatrick in at the quarterback position. Chase Little running the show the last possession.
So here, Attica's going to their spread look on offense. They started off in the single wing. The weather is kind of dying down here, Steven. It's still wet on the field, but more sprinkling outside. And with Kirkpatrick at the quarterback, it moves Sheridan to more of a skill position as well as Little.
So it's going to be a quick screen out to the left. It is completed. He's going to get to the outside. Has space down the sideline, but he's going to be run out of bounds by Cole Jones. So it looks like that's going to be Chase Little, I believe, with the reception. So that's going to be a first down for Attica. Big gain for them. Short pass. A lot of yards after the catch.
Yeah, good. Just a quick screen out to Little. Chase caught the pass. He made a good move, followed his blockers down the sideline. 19-yard pickup. Much needed for the Red Ramblers here tonight.
So once again, the ball crosses the 50-yard line for Attica. We have another penalty. I believe this is going to be offsides against Park Heritage. So we have a lot of penalties here early on. We did hear up here in the press box before the game that, you know, penalties have been an issue for Attica throughout the year. I'm not sure about Park Heritage. This is the first time I've had a chance to see them play. But a lot of penalties coming here early on in the ball game. So it's going to be 1st and 5 from the 45-yard line. Handoff is going to go up the middle. Doesn't get a whole lot there. Sheridan with the run. Going to be brought down by number 33, Curtis Stoltz.
So the Wolves, against that spread look that Attica's running now, they go to a 3-3 stack defense. I know Coach Batty, on the defensive coordinator for the Wolves, he likes to mix it up, cause the offensive line problems for the teams that he plays against. And so I suspect that happening here. They've got like a 5-man front, an interesting look from the Wolves. Atticus in their 2-by-2 set as a spread.
So we either have a cover 4 or man on the defense.
Good tackle.
It's going to be another short pass out to the flats.
Great tackle by Simpson on the play. He came up at safety. Reese Simpson, number 12 for the Wolves. Came up and made a one-on-one tackle against Little. That's no easy task.
So that is going to stop it short of the first down marker. Third and about a yard to go for Attica. I imagine in this territory, it'll probably be 2-down territory for them. Have a chance here on 3rd and 4th down to pick up that first down. So this is nothing new. We've seen Kirkpatrick run the quarterback position before. In fact, we hear he has a lot of success whenever he is behind center. So we have motion. The ball is handed off. Curtis Stoltz with a big hit in the backfield. Going to drop Little for a loss.
They run that jet sweep power type look there where the quarterback is going to read the defensive end, and he's either going to pull it or he's going to give it to Little or give the jet guy as a go in motion the ball. He misread it, should have kept the ball. He had open field ahead. Stoltz was there to make a good play. It's fourth down and one for the Red Ramblers.
Snap comes back to the quarterback. It's a fumble, though. He's not able to handle the snap. Wouldn't have mattered. It's going to be recovered by Clay Barker, but still, it's a fourth down. Park Heritage was getting the ball either way, but it is going to be a fumble recovery for Clay Barker to add to his stats. He got in that backfield quickly, was able to get to the football before Kirkpatrick, and a second drive for Attica. Stalls without a score.
Attica needed to move the ball on that drive and have some success on offense. They started to do that. Just some blunders there. You know, the misread as well as not picking up the first down on the play before. The Wolves going back into the I formation with a tight end on the left side. I think this can be successful for them here throughout the season if they keep running this. Play action fake by White.
Well, it is an incomplete pass. The intended receiver was Austin Petrillo. The reason we laugh is because that's a great defensive play made by the referee.
There's two things that's happened here tonight, Stephen, that I've never seen before. On that play, the receivers were running a slant route, or a post route, excuse me, towards the middle of the field, and the back judge was there looking in front. May didn't have a good angle for the receiver in the corner. He almost got sandwiched on the play as the corner went in front of him, the receiver went behind him, and just an incomplete pass.
So it's going to bring second down and 10. Logan White once again drops back. Pass up the middle, a little bit long for Noble Johnson. He was open, had the step on the defense, but just a little bit long out of the outstretched hands of Johnson. So it's going to bring up third down and 10. Minute 24 here to go in the first quarter of action. If you are just joining us, Park Heritage with an early 9-0 lead. And I guess we didn't mention it early, but we talked a lot about how Attica had held their opponents to no scores throughout the season. Obviously, that record has been broken tonight as Park Heritage scores 9 points here early. So third and 10. Got Link in motion from left to right. Once again, White, it's going to be a screen to Trevor Rapp. He has blockers, and he has a lot of green space in front of him. With his speed, it's going to be tough. He's chased by Hargan. Not going to get to him. Trevor Rapp, second touchdown of the night. This time, it's a pass, just a quick screen. Logan White. Trevor Rapp, great blocking by Noble Johnson down on the edge. No Attica defenders there to stop him.
On that play, Stephen, 51-yard gain, screen pass to Rapp. The ball was in the center of the field. Ben Link, they were in a 2-by-2 set. Ben Link came in motion. You could see on the field the Attica was in man coverage. They went with Link. That leaved a one-on-one block for the corner with two guys pulling on the outside, and they just had to pick up another guy, and it was – there was nobody there for the Red Ramblers. Great play call for the Wolves. Trevor Rapp having a one heck of a night here so far.
So the PAT is up. This time it is good. So we have a minute and 12 seconds here to go in the first quarter. Park Heritage 16, Attica nothing. Still lots to go here from Attica, so stay tuned. We'll be back with more action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse which may be just some hands-on. But as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Welcome back to our Game of the Week on 104.9 WAXI. Last possession for Park Heritage was a 51-yard touchdown pass, Logan White to Trevor Rapp. That is going to be Trevor Rapp's second touchdown of the night. That young man, once again, continues to add to his stat total as he also has one receiving touchdown previously on the year. And for Logan White, that's going to be his eighth touchdown pass here in this 2018 campaign. Jim Osborne doing a terrific job back in the studio, keeping us updated on some scores. Last we had Terre Haute North, Terre Haute South, now tied at 10 for the victory bell. Seeger continuing to put it on the Panthers from Riverton Park. It's 28-0 from Riverton. Northview 14, West Vigo 0. And the last score we had, it was Linton 14, North Vermilion 0. And according to Jim, once again, keeping us informed, North Vermilion's first three drives ended a punt. They end up fumbling and turning over to Linton. A second punt and then an interception. So not a great start for the Falcons. Certainly hope they get things turned around quickly.
Yeah, I just got a message from the athletic director from North Vermilion, Stephen, and there's like 3:25 left in the first half. So it's a good competitive ball game down in Linton, 14-0. Looks like a slow offense affair for the Falcons tonight. It'll be interesting to see what the Falcons can do here they're down there in the second half.
Well, Attica also needs to get some offense going here. Their first drive ends in a punt. Second one ends in a fumble recovered by Clay Barker. Now we got Kirkpatrick on the run. He's going to pick up several yards. We'll say it's a gain of four. It's third and probably half a yard, so not too far for them to go to get that line of game, but they've made it here many times before. Unfortunately, this is about where their drive begins to stall out as it's spotted at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, we're at midfield, and as they opened that drive, they went back to that sweep play where they were, the sweep option play where they had the jet guy come in motion. Quarterback reads that defensive end. He read correctly this time. He went up the middle for a 5-yard gain. Had a nice run play. Again, up the middle for, I believe it was Kirkpatrick on the carry. Yes, it was for a 4-yard game. It looks like they're going to go to quarter here, Stephen. 16-0 the Wolves with Attica's ball at midfield.
Well, you can imagine that the coach probably had a conversation after that last misread on the option, but he did it right this time. Credit to that young man. So as Jake said, we come to the end of our first quarter of action. Park Heritage 16, Attica 0. Come back. We'll cover the second quarter. Here from Attica on the True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to Live Action. Kirkpatrick with the quarterback keeper up the middle. He's going to get plenty for the first down. So we'll give him a gain of 6 yards on that run up the middle. Fakes the handoff. Goes up the middle.
Again, motion on the play. And what's happening when they run that motion, they're paying attention to how the inside linebackers shift for the Wolves. And if they move with a motion, they have numbers inside the box, and so they can make a run. Now, Park Heritage went to a 3-3 stack look. Looks like they're going to bring pressure here on this play.
Two backers blitzing up the middle, and one of them is going to get there. Clay Barker meets the runner in the backfield. That is Sheridan. So it's going to be a short gain. Meets him right at the line of scrimmage, but Sheridan will be able to fall forward to pick up the 2 yards. Kind of interesting thing that I heard about Drew Sheridan. The Lafayette Journal and Courier has their player of the week, and last week against Seager, Drew Sheridan was one of their nominees. He has had about 9.5 yards per carry on 16 rushes, 116 yards total. Also had a reception, 2 tackles for a loss, and a sack. So a heck of a night for Drew Sheridan. Unfortunately, he was not named the winner of that Lafayette Curry Journal and Courier Player of the Week, I guess. But we were looking at the names before. The winner went to Lafayette Jeff's player, had 364 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 4 of those coming on consecutive offensive plays. So they got a 48-7 win over McCutcheon, 2-1 on the year. And the reason I wait till the end to say it is because his name is awesome. Maximus Grimes was the winner last week. So
you can't beat that name, Maximus Grimes. That reminds me of the movie Gladiator, Stephen. Maximus, the guy off Gladiator, the main character. So with a name like that, it's hard not to vote to select him as Game of the Week. But I'm sure Drew Sheridan had a good one for the Red Ramblers last week.
Absolutely. So it's always interesting to see, as you said. I'm sure there was a little favoritism going for the name Maximus. But Drew did receive some votes, so congratulations to him. So, well, with our discussion, we did have a timeout. So we're getting ready to resume action here. Attica has 2nd and 9 to go here. Kirkpatrick by himself in the backfield. We have motion to the left. He's going to keep it, but he's met in the backfield. He tried to run out left, nothing going. He's met by Cole Jones, who will get the tackle for the loss.
Interesting look for the Wolves. They're in that three-man front defense, like a 3-3 type of look. They really spread up front. They angled to the strong side of the field, the wide side of the field. The defensive front did. Nobody in the middle field, no safety. If Coach Good sees this, if he believes he can take advantage, he might have an opportunity to do so down the middle of the field with no one there.
Well, Attica almost certainly going to have to pass the ball down the field. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right. Pressure coming up the middle. Clay Barker gets to him. Ball is loose. Attica will recover. But it's going to be 4th down and about 18 to go for the Red Ramblers.
Great hit by Max Slitz there. He had a great pressure on the play. Kirkpatrick did a good job dodging the ball. Dodging a guy. He had a receiver down the field, but great pressure from the Wolves. Could not get it off. 4th down and 15. For the Red Ramblers.
Well, right now, as you said, just defensively, a lot of pressure coming up the middle, forcing everybody to the outside, and as they get there, defensive end doing a great job containing the edge. So we have Chase Little that's going to drop back into punt formation. Austin Petrillo deep to receive. Little's going to adjust his line a little. Catches the snap. Kick is away. Off to the left, that's going to go out of bounds. Not going to be a very long kick. We'll see where they spot it. Official walking down the sidelines. Going to stop at the 30-yard line. So that's where Park Heritage will begin this next drive. If you're just tuning in, Park Heritage 16, Attica 0. 9:14 here to go in the second quarter. Fortunately, the rain has stopped, so for those of you back home that have not been able to make the drive up here to Attica, glad that you're tuning in. Certainly hope that you're enjoying the action. Logan White awaits the snap. Gets it. Goes to the fake handoff. Nobody's there. So that's a busted play. Logan White fakes the handoff. Clay Barker goes to block. And that is going to be number 74, Jacob DeMumbrum. The kid's in there. A few other players as well, so that's a host tackle for the Ramblers.
So there, the Wolves went back to their king formation. White was looked like they were. He was trying to run a read play with Barker, just a little miscommunication looked like in the backfield. He kept the ball, and the Red Ramblers brought a lot of pressure.
This time it's going to be a pass. Throws out to Noble Johnson, one-on-one. He beats the first defender, not the second. So coming out and making the play is going to be Eli Kirkpatrick. So the pass is complete to Johnson. That'll be about a 2-yard gain. Be 3rd and 8. We have an update for you. Seager now scored 34 points. Riverton Park still looking for their first points in the ball game. South Vermillion with an early 7-0 lead over Marshall. So the Wildcats representing well over in the state of Illinois. Logan alone in the backfield. Clay Barker going to come in motion. It's going to be a screen pass to his left, yeah. But it's a little high. It's a good hit, as you said. Even if that pass is completed, I don't think that's going to go for many yards. Jalen Kroll is the intended receiver. And Jordan Douglas gets in there on the coverage. So we have fourth and long for Park Heritage. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line. So for us, they're moving from the left to the right. Scoreboard is behind them at this point. So quick kick from Logan White. Snap is a little high. Does a great job to bring it down. So with it being a quick kick, nobody is back deep. And that's going to be down by Jalen Kroll at the 27-yard line where Attica will take over possession.
Yeah, Attica didn't have anybody back deep there. Steven, when I played, I was a returner, and I was always told if I was back deep to always catch the ball, because if you don't catch the ball on a punt, the ball's going to roll probably another 10 to 15 yards, and that's exactly what happened there for on that play. Logan White had a nice punt, no one back for Attica, ball hit. Ball rolls, first down for the Red Ramblers. Looks like they're going to be about at the 28-yard line.
Jake, if you look at the media poll here for Class 1A, Wabash Valley is represented very well. North Central Farmersburg comes in ranked number 2 in 1A. Fountain Central into that fourth slot. Eastern Green ranked number 5. Attica right now just outside the top 10, ranked in the 11th position. Central Catholic at 13, and then North Vermillion ranked 15 in the poll. So as we said, several schools in the area doing very, very well, at least at the 1A level. But North Vermillion struggling right now. Attica also struggling at this point. It just shows you that you can never rest from week to week. You got to be ready and prepared each and every night. So it's going to be a good 4-yard gain for Attica here on their first down. It brings up second down and 6. Patrick takes the handoff. Tries to go up the middle. It is another option, but it's well read by Park Heritage. So he's going to be tackled by Christian Young coming in off the backside.
Right now the line of scrimmage is being controlled by the Wolves. When Attica locks on their blocks, they're doing a good job of creating some seams for the running back. But up front, the Wolves have been doing a lot of angling, a lot of different looks, sometimes a 4-man front, sometimes a 3-3. That causes the offensive line some troubles, especially if they're a younger offensive line, from all the different looks the Wolves could bring.
Well, Jake, if I'm not mistaken, Kirkpatrick at the quarterback position is wearing a cast tonight on his left hand. Fortunately, that is going to be his non-throwing hand, but still makes it very, very difficult just to feel your normal routine and how you normally release a football. So just shows the toughness of him. He is going to take the snap. He's going to go up the middle. Will be stopped for a short loss. Excuse me, for a short gain. So it's going to bring up fourth down and 4. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. Obviously, Attica is going to take no chances here. As I said, okay, I thought he was going to fake it, but he does get the punt away. That's going to go over the head of Petrillo, and that's a huge bounce in favor of Attica. Great kick from Little. He's going to roll all the way down to the 16-yard line where the ball will be downed.
When you don't catch a punt, Steven, that could play is dangerous for field position, and that hurt the Wolves there.
Well, I think he may have faked out Austin as well. As we saw, Chase Little began to run out to the right, and I thought it was going to be a fake, but he ends up getting the punt away, so I think Austin sees that, maybe steps up to try to make a play defensively if he needs to, but the punt does go over his head. Well, we have a short break here in the action. I want to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton for their sponsorship of high school football. Park Heritage has possession once again, 5:39 to go in the first half. The Wolves with a 16-0 advantage over Attica. Logan.
Uh-oh.
Has an open receiver down the sidelines. It is completed to Noble Johnson, and there's nobody within 10 yards of him. He is one man trying to chase him down, but it's going to be to no avail as Park Heritage scores once again. So as we said, they've started that possession on the 16-yard line. Go all the way for the score. And that ball was absolutely on the money. Couldn't have been any better. We called that the chair out. Fakes the out route to the sidelines. Receiver then busts up to a streak route going down the sidelines. Defender bit on that out route, and there was nobody within 10 yards, as we said, of Noble Johnson.
It looked like they could have been holding on the – they called holding on the play there, Steve. And the cornerback, as he bit on that route, he grabbed the receiver, but the receiver shook loose. The defender fell down. Great catch by Johnson. Good throw by White. Nobody in distance. 84-yard score.
Well, that's exactly what you're told to do. If you know you're beat and you cannot recover, you want to get that pass interference call because that's a 15-yard penalty rather than just like we saw. If you get a man behind you and they potentially score, you put more points on the board. But it doesn't stop Noble Johnson. He was too determined. So it is a completed pass from White to Johnson. It's 23-0 now, advantage to Park Heritage. So we will step aside. We have 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. More action to come your way here on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
What has your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Welcome back to Attica High School. Park Heritage 23, Attica 0. So good first half for the Wolves. We do have an update from Riverton Park. Griffin Lyman takes it 80 yards for a touchdown run for the Panthers. So they get on the board, but they still have a lot of work to do as Seeger has a 34-6 lead. In that ball game, it's going to be a short kick from Ben Link. Almost an onside attempt, but it's going to be covered well by Attica. They just fall on top of the football. So we'll give that to Zach Black. Downing the ball in that play. And Attica will take over possession now on the 38-yard line. So, Jake, we said they've moved the football a little bit. They've had opportunities to get the ball past the 50-yard line. But really, once it gets there, not a whole lot going for them.
Yeah.
Really good opportunity here as you begin to look at the close of the first half. To really try to put some pressure on Park Heritage by at least getting a few points on the board.
Yeah, I think Coach Good, what he's going to be looking for here is maybe try to get a score on the board, use the clock, either run the ball. I'd like to see him. I think they need to get the ball to Chase Little. As I say that, they're throwing it to him right now down the field. Incomplete pass.
I think he wanted a little more time to hang on to that football, but a lot of pressure coming. Blitzing up the middle from Park Heritage, I believe. Cole Jones is in there as well as Max Sliz. So he had to get rid of the football before the receiver came out of his break. It does go over his head. It's an incomplete pass. We'll bring a second down and 10. We have two receivers to the left, two lined out to the right. Running back right behind Kirkpatrick in the backfield. Player in motion. It's going to be a fake handoff, but once again, it's read well by Park Heritage. So the option play has not fooled that front line. Stoltz comes in with another tackle. really, when you come to the option, like there are multiple things that you can do with it, whether you hand off, keep it. But truly, it just comes down to reading keys. You have to look at that front line, look at who's blocking, does anybody pull. And if you have players that are disciplined enough to be able to stay on their keys, the option certainly is a play that can be stopped. And right now, Park Heritage seems to have it figured out.
Yeah, they do. Park Heritage is playing very good defense. I just heard a commentator here from up in the booth from Attica said this is probably the best defense they've played all year.
So we do have a timeout called by Attica. So we thank our timeout sponsor, Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, and we will step aside as well for a short break. Continued action coming here from Attica on 104.9 WAXI.
Here when you need them. Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back to live action. A screen pass for Attica does fall incomplete. It's attempted for Chase Little. So once again, it brings up 4th and 10. Ramblers are going to have to punt the football away. And once again, it's going to go over the head of Austin Petrilla and get a great bounce for Attica. This time it's going to go all the way down to about the 9-yard line. So the worst field position that we will have so far for Park Heritage. Jake, I believe I said that the weather is lightening up here at Attica. It's easy for us to say up in the press box as we're nice and dry, but still see some umbrellas up outside. A lot of ponchos and parkas as well. So we certainly thank the fans for braving the weather to come out here and support.
And I made a pretty good turnout for the Wolves here tonight, Stephen, especially with the weather. You would think people might try to stay indoors, stay warm. They came out and supported their team pretty well here tonight. Good crowd.
One of the things that I certainly love most about Vermillion and Park County Athletics is the support that we receive from our communities. Certainly means a lot to these young athletes. So Park Heritage does begin their drive. It's going to be a handoff to Clay Barker up the middle. He's going to be stopped off the edge. And I believe that is going to be Jack Hargan. It's going to be a loss of where they've got it spotted. That's a loss of 5. Patton Galen on the stop as well. So that's going to be 2nd and 15 now for the Wolves. Ball's all the way back to the 5-yard line.
Well, here, as a play caller, you want to be conservative. Don't be too aggressive.
Looking to get it out of the shadow of your own end zone. It passes a little high for Kroll. It tips up in the air and had a chance to be intercepted. That's number 34, DJ Burris, in on the coverage. Very, very dangerous play. As you said, Jimmy Kroll tries to go up to make it, but not the most conservative of calls, and that's exactly why you want to be conservative. You do not want to turn the football over in that area.
Yeah, throwing the ball is not necessarily a bad thing as long as it's a safe play, and that was a hitch route. Just got away from the receiver a little bit too much. Knocked it down. Ball was tipped, almost picked off.
Well, certainly makes a big difference when you find yourself deep in your own zone. That time, Logan White rolls out to the left, and he gets a lot of pressure off the edge and just has to throw the football out of bounds. So here, a Park Heritage offense that's looked very, very good, very fluid and consistent throughout this entire first half, gets to a point where they're deep in their own territory, have their backs to the wall on the 5-yard line, and struggling to get anything going.
And this is what Attica needed. Having trouble moving the ball against the Wolves. They've got the field position. They could put a little pressure here on the quarterback. They have someone back deep. they could possibly have a good return. They're sending someone back now. Steven White looks like a punt. He angles it towards the sideline. Good roll.
It's a very favorable bounce. That's going to tiptoe across the side, or yeah, the sideline for about 10 yards, and it's going to be down by Jalen Kroll on the 48-yard line. So from him punting from his own end zone to get it out to about midfield, very, very impressive punt from Logan White. And I was going to say it's going to be the best starting field position that Attica has had, but after that punt, really gets him back to where they spent a lot of time here in this first half.
Yep. They looked like they had going to have a good field position, but a good punt by White. Ball whirled about 10 to 12 yards. Attica still has an opportunity here with 3:30 to play, with 48 yards to go. Good time for Coach Good to open up the playbook a little bit here to see what his team can do.
With that punt being angled to the sideline, it does not give Chase Little a chance to return it. So this time you have motion coming to the short side, and that's always going to be difficult. Just not a whole lot of room here on the left side. They try a pass down the field. It's going to be incomplete. That is coverage by Reese Simpson. Stuck all over his man, so good defense from him.
Good. I like the play call from Coach Good. He was going to be aggressive. He was going to throw the ball deep. Just the Wolves has been bringing a lot of pressure up front, and the Red Ramblers are having a difficult time handling the defensive line from Park Heritage. Great job by the Wolves putting pressure on the Red Ramblers.
So Kirkpatrick tries to roll out to the right, but there is absolutely nothing there. In fact, he's going to roll out to a blitz from the edge from Noble Johnson. Nobody there to pick up that block, and that's going to be a big loss. It's going to be a loss of 10 yards, bringing up 3rd and 20 for Attica. So the clock is going to continue to run. We're down under 3 minutes to go. This becomes very interesting if you are Attica. 3 minutes or so is going to be enough for Park Heritage, if they have defense field position, to try to mount an offensive drive. So big third down play here. You just got to try to get back some of these yards. It's going to be a throw up in the air to Chase Little. He's going to come back and make the play. It was well underthrown, but Little adjusts, comes back, makes the catch. That's a good 18-yard gain. That will make that 17-yard gain, so it's 4th and 3.
They ran a little fake screen with a wheel route combination there to Little. Ball was underthrown. If it was a little further, Little could have gone the distance. Now it's going to be 4th down and short with 2 minutes left to play. Attica is showing they're in a punt formation. I wouldn't be surprised here if they fake it, Stephen.
Well, you do look at your options here. You're going to run the play clock down. You'll take a penalty. You're going to talk about this here a little bit as they make the mark off. Nope, no penalty. It is going to be a timeout called by Attica. So there is a minute 53 to go here in the first half of play. Park Heritage 23, Attica 0. We'll step aside for a short break on 104.9 WAXI.
Your home for Park and Vermilion County high school sports. 104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Welcome back. This is Stephen Hartman joined by Jake Weber. We are at Attica High School. Park Heritage with a good 23-point lead here early on in this ball game. Attica decides to change their mind. They are going to go for it. It's going to be Kirkpatrick on the run, and he's going to get to the line of gain, but I don't think it's going to be a first down. I believe he's going to be stopped just short. So we'll say Seth Bollinger, Reese Simpson were the two in on the tackle.
Attica ran a quarterback sweep play there to the short side. Good play call. I like the call. They were quick on that play. Getting to the line of scrimmage, quick executing their blocks. A good hard run by Kirkpatrick. Looks like they're going to bring out the chains here, Steven, to see if they're going to pick up the first down.
Well, it truly was one of the more positive plays that we have seen from Attica in the running game here in the last several possessions. Up to that point, Park Heritage did a really, really good job controlling the line. But it is going to be enough to make them bring out the chains. So while they do that, let's thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane and Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, BJ's Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone, Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Coloma areas. Thank you for your sponsorship of exciting high school football here on 104.9 WAXI. So the Port Chain Gang has the long trot across the football field. Get things set up here. I truly believe he's going to be just a little bit short.
And he is, Steven. Good job by the Wolves defense.
So it's about the length of a football that he needed to go to get that first down. Does not get it, so Park Heritage will take over. Minute 48 to go. Ball is going to be spotted at the 40-yard line. So I would anticipate that Park Heritage is going to try to get some big plays here. I would imagine that they're not content with their score quite yet. But I found that when I make these predictions, usually I am wrong.
Yeah, well, you never know, too. Park Heritage has got a lot of explosive weapons. Trevor Rapp's having a great game so far. Krul made a good catch earlier. Noble Johnson made a touchdown reception, very long, like 84-yard touchdown reception. And Ben Link can catch the ball. And we haven't heard from Austin Petrillo here tonight yet, and he was definitely a key contributor when I saw him earlier in the season.
So Logan White awaits the snap, gets it. He's going to hand it off to Rapp. Rapp's met at the line of scrimmage. Credit the defense. That's DeMumbrum in on the stop. As well as, find my roster here, Dawson Pattingale in on the stop as well. So Attica ready for the run on that one. It's going to be second and 10. No gain on the play. Minute 20 to go. White drops to pass. It's going to be an out route to Petrillo. It is completed. Slips through the defender. He has a lot of green ahead of him. Noble Johnson once again blocking. And it looks like Petrillo will take it to the house. Park Heritage scores once again here in this first half. That's going to be a 60-yard pass and catch. White to Petrillo. 29 points by Park Heritage here in the first half.
Wow, that was a great play by Petrillo. He ran that out route. White threw a good pass. Petrillo looked like he was going to get a stop on the play. Got off balance, made the guy miss a little bit as the guy was trying to bring him down, and he just took off, and, man, did he have some speed.
Well, absolutely shows a lot of leg strength to run through that tackle. But, once again, credit Noble Johnson, one of the better downfield defenders, or excuse me, blockers that I believe I have seen. That kid never quits on a play. So the PAT, once again, coming from Ben Link this time, is up. It's good. So it is 30-0 for Park Heritage here in the first half. A minute and six to go. Attica will take over possession. We'll take a short break and come back to finish up here at the first half of action on 104.9 WAXI.
Great values and big savings are waiting for you this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless shoulder roast, $2.99 a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.59 a pound. Hamburger or tuna helper, 5 for $5. IGA chunk or shredded cheese, 99 cents. Hunt's pasta sauce, 78 cents. And there's much more waiting for you at the Rockville and Clinton IGA.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to first half action. Excuse me. All excited about what we see on the field out there. Can barely talk. It's 106 to go. Park Heritage 30. Attica nothing. And I'm proud to say that I finally made a prediction that that actually paid off. We thought Coach Moore would be aggressive, trying to score one more time before half, and he does so. Good out route to Austin Petrillo. Breaks a tackle. Noble Johnson blocking downfield. Springs him free. Scores from 60 yards out. So Ben once again set up for the kickoff. Ball falls off the tee. He's going to reset that. So let's take Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall and Terre Haute, and Valley Professionals Community Health Centers with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. Thank you for your sponsorship of high school football. Lynx kick is downfield. It's going to be muffed, but picked up. Attica is going to get out. He has some open field ahead of him. Link, though, starts the play, finishes the play. He gets the tackle. That's a great open field tackle by Ben Link because there's a lot of green grass ahead.
We do have a flag on the play.
I missed the flag, but correct, we do have a flag on the play.
Looks like we got a block in the back call against Attica. Hey, I know Coach Good was looking forward to that. He had a streaking guy running right down the field. Looked like he could break one, but Ben Lake makes a great tackle. Now they lose some good field position. I imagine Coach Good will be play conservative here with 57 seconds left to go in the half.
It's very, very difficult to get through a kickoff return without a block in the back or a hold. Just the way the game is, the speed of the game, the physicality of it all. Blocking players in that type of a circumstance is difficult, so it is going to go against Attica. That play or the penalty occurs at the 20-yard line, so they're going to walk it off back to the 14-yard line, and that's where they will start their possession. We are under a minute to go. Still see a few umbrellas up out there. Cheerleaders still have ponchos on. It's beginning to feel like fall.
It's starting to feel like it, yes, at least here this evening.
So Kirkpatrick's going to take the direct snap. He's going to go off the right-hand side. It's going to be a big pileup, not a whole lot doing. We'll say it's a 3-yard gain. It looks like he got Stoltz in on the stop, Sliz. Jarrett Ferguson in there as well. And Brayden Hartman came in off the edge. So party at the football. Like to see that if you are Park Heritage. Everybody getting to it. The play clock is running. It's down to about 10 seconds. Game clock is at 20 seconds. Once again, hand off to Little. He's going to go off to the right-hand side. It's going to be a first down for Attica. It's going to be a gain of 8 yards. Correction, that is Drew Sheridan. 10 and 12. Look a lot alike, but that was Sheridan.
So Attica back in their single wing look, running a quarterback sweeps the past two plays, running it again.
That's going to end the first half of play. It's going to be a short 1 yard gain and pretty dangerous. It was a high snap. Ball was loose for a little bit, but Attica recovers. But it's all Park Heritage here in the first half of play. They are able to put up 30 points against a team that has not given up a point yet this year. Attica yet to score tonight. So 30-0 advantage Park Heritage. Exciting football going on from Attica High School. So we'll step aside. When we come back, we will have our halftime show sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. We'll break down this game. We'll take a look at our Future X Industries scoreboard at some of the local scores we have from around the area. Jake will cover stats for you. So stay tuned here on 104.9 WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Football fans, welcome back to Attica High School. This is our game of the week. Here on 104.9 WAXI, we travel to Attica, as we said, Park Heritage. Though still on the show, they are up 30-0 here at this halftime. It's been a very, very impressive performance from the Wolves. Offensively, defensively, all facets of the game really seem to be going the way for Park Heritage. Starts off with a field goal from Ben Link. So they put 3 points on the board, but they take the ball almost the entire length of the field to be able to get there. The drive stalls out, but it's such an advantage when you have a leg like Ben Link that that you can rely on. And you know, a lot of times at this level, we don't see field goals that are attempted, but he's got plenty of distance. His accuracy is impeccable. Always enjoy watching Ben Link kick the football. But it got better for Park Heritage from there. Trevor Rapp takes one to the house from 66 yards out. Next possession, Logan White throws it to Trevor Rapp here out on the edge. That time, 51-yard score. And then Austin Petrillo there to close out the half, catches another out route and takes that one. I believe it was 60 yards. So big play offense coming from Park Heritage here early in this ballgame.
Yeah, Steven, Park Heritage has done an excellent job on the offensive side of the ball as well as defensive side. I was interested to see how they would play up front, how their progression has been. With Coach Moore, I knew that was something he was concerned with entering the season. But they have shown a lot of improvement on the offensive line, Park Heritage has, as they ran the ball very well in the first half, and Logan White was able to hit some guys streaking down the sideline. And we can see now, Stephen, why Park Heritage is dynamic offensively. A lot of good athletes, a lot of good weapons for Coach Moore and his squad, and they came out to play here tonight.
Well, I was out mingling before the game started and actually talked to one of the assistant coaches from Attica, and one of the things that he said is your players are athletes, but not only are they athletes, they've got size as well. So you take the athleticism, you put some physicality, you put some size there, it makes it a very, very difficult team to defend. And as you said, you can look at multiple routes to be able to find your offense. Logan White running the football. You got Trevor Rapp, Jalen Kroll, Austin Petrillo, Ben Link out there being able to receive passes. Obviously, Noble Johnson is a great contributor as well. So the number of ways that Park Heritage can hurt you is just absolutely dynamic, and it makes it a lot of fun to watch, but very, very difficult to defend against. The defense you don't have one player there as well that really steals the show. They're doing a very good job of reading their keys, sticking to what it is that you're being asked to do. If you're a lineman, you know, just kind of fill gaps. Make sure that you don't allow that play to get downfield. Linebackers, once you read it, come up, make that play. The receivers are not able to get open because Reese Simpson is doing an impeccable job defending down his man. Jalen Kroll, once again, playing off the edge too, really helps when you have players that are just that are bought into what's going on. And I think that's what we're seeing with Park Heritage. I mean, a lot of teams would come into this situation and may struggle a little bit. You have two separate schools that have been rivals for a number of years that now come together and just seem to have gelled almost immediately. So credit the coaching staff for being able to get that done, but certainly credit the players as well, because they're having a good time. They're excited. You can see that they really enjoy what's going on. So they've taken a situation and they've made it absolutely, kind of a best-case scenario. A team last year in Rockville that won a game against Turkey Run, a team in Turkey Run that won a game against Rockville. So they combined for 2 wins last season, and they've come out this year and have taken a lot of people, I think, their attention, and really has become a great story here in the area.
Yeah, very much so. Park Heritage, they were – I know Coach Moore had some question marks coming into the season. I know he felt he had some good offensive skill weapons. He didn't know how they were going to come together. I was at the opening game against Seeger. You could see as the game progressed, Park Heritage's confidence continued to build and build, and that's great for these kids. These kids over the past 3 years and from Turkey Run and Rockville haven't had experienced a lot of winning on the football field in terms of their record. And they came out tonight, and they've done an excellent job. I was very interested to see, especially after last week against a heavily ranked North Central squad, who's a very good team down in Farmersburg, how the Wolves would respond here tonight, and they have met the challenge. They've been played very well up front. Defense has held strong, given a lot of different looks, and using a lot of their weapons. I know Coach Moore will be happy with the result here at halftime, but I know he's got a lot to improve on here that he wants to see in the second half.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Typical coach answer. Hey, there's my grandpa bringing me a jacket. Good guy. It's always great to have family here for you. So he actually told me he wasn't coming up to the game, but nice little surprise. Thank you, Grandpa. Appreciate that. But yeah, you talked to Coach Moore before the season, and typical coach answer. He said, we have a long way to go, and I think to be successful as a coach, you can never be content. But he has these kids playing really, really well right now. So we'll step aside for a short break. We'll come back and continue our halftime show, once again sponsored by Greg Harbison, financial consultant in Clinton for Edward Jones and the Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Appreciate your sponsorship. Jake will have stats when we return here on 104.9 WAXI.
Click Listen Live to hear 104.9 WAXI anywhere on our live stream at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Well, welcome back to the Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones financial consultant Greg Harbison halftime show. Jake, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, let you cover stats from the first half here at Attica.
Thank you, Stephen. Here at the first half, we have a score of 30-0 Park Heritage. Park Heritage opened up the scoring with a field goal by Ben Link, followed by a touchdown by Trevor Rapp, another touchdown by Trevor Rapp, a touchdown by Noble Johnson and Austin Petrillo. For the Wolves, they were led by, on the ground game, by Trevor Rapp. He had 8 carries for 84 yards. Logan White had 3 carries for no yards, and Clay Barker had 1 carry for minus 5 yards. Passing, Logan White was 7 of 14 for 247 yards. That's 17 yards per attempt. His targets here tonight, where he has 5 of them, great 5 targets, I may add. Jalen Krull had 1 reception for 25 yards. Ben Link had 1 reception for 3 yards. Trevor Rapp had 2 receptions for 73 yards. Noble Johnson had 2 receptions for 89 yards. And Austin Petrillo had 1 reception for 56 yards. As a team, they ran for 12 times for 79 yards. That's 6.5 yards per carry. Total, they ran a total of 26 offensive plays for 326 yards in the first half. That is pretty spectacular offensive production for the Wolves here this evening. For Attica, they have had on the ground, they were led by Drew Sheridan. He's had 9 carries for 28 yards. Eli Kirkpatrick has had 10 carries for 3 yards. Passing, Kirkpatrick has been 3 of 6 for 38 yards. His lone target has been Chase Little, who has caught 3 balls for 38 yards. Total team rushing for the Red Ramblers has been, they've had 20 carries for 31 yards. That's only a yard and a half per carry. Passing-wise, they were 3 of 6 for 38 yards. That's a 6.3 yards per attempt. Total, they had 26 plays, Attica did, for 69 yards. As you can see here from the stats, Stephen, the Wolves have been tight on defense, and they've been explosive on offense. Here in the first half, 326 yards in the first half is quite spectacular. But I will give Attica some credit. They are down 30 to nothing. When I hear 326 yards, I'm expecting a huge score. It's still within reasonable here. If Attica can come out, get some offensive production going, they can get back in this ball game with a quick score. And with a wet field, you never know what's going to happen in the second half, Stephen.
Oh, you're exactly right. No doubt that there are big adjustments that are being made. And I think for what we've seen throughout the season, the ability of coaches to make those adjustments at halftime has been incredibly impressive. We've really seen a lot of changes that have taken place that have had some positive impacts for their team out on the field. So we'll be excited to see what takes place in those locker rooms coming out here in the second half. Well, while we have some time as well, we'd like to update you on our FutureX Industry scoreboard of the scores that we do have that have come in. And once again, all credit goes to Jim Osborne back in the studio for being able to provide these for us so we know what's taking place in the area. Last score we got from Linton, 14, North Vermillion at 0. Falcons there trailing by 14 to the Miners. Northview 21, West Vigo 0. Seeger up 41-6 over Riverton Park at the half. In Vigo County at the half, it is Terre Haute South 18, Terre Haute North 10. South Vermillion clinging to a 7-2 lead over Marshall of Illinois. Got a score of Eastern Green 7. They're taking on Mitchell tonight. Mitchell has put up 6 points, so Eastern Green with a lead there. We also have a score coming in as well. North Decatur, actually, 7 points. North Central of Farmersburg, 6. So that game is just in the first quarter, at least the update we got from it. So that is certainly a score that we're going to be keeping an eye on. North Central of Farmersburg, number 2 in Class 1A football, having a tough one tonight against North Decatur. So we'll step aside here for a quick break. That will wrap up, I guess, our halftime show. Once again, thank you to our sponsors, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. There are just a few minutes on the scoreboard. So as I said, we'll step aside, come back, get ready for second half action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to our game of the week here on 104.9 WAXI. Park Heritage ends the first half with a 30-0 lead over Attica, and they are making their way out onto the field with a huge applause from that visiting crowd. Those from Park County that have made the trip up here to Attica, very pleased with what they saw. We're very excited when we get a chance to bring high school football here on Friday nights, but obviously there are a lot of other terrific athletes in the area and in different sports that are doing great things as well. So just want to take a moment here as they're going to put a few more minutes back on the clock, allow these teams to warm up, just to recognize some of the other athletes that have had some success in some of the other teams from Park Heritage and how they've done. For cross country, last Saturday at the Terre Haute Savings Bank State Preview Race, Trevor Thompson finishes in the top 50. He finishes 48th in that. And then last night was the North Montgomery Charger Classic. Once again, Trevor Thompson finishing top 50. He finishes 40th in that race. Joey Buffard coming home in 55th. They did have the RP Riverton Park Cross Country Invitational tomorrow, but due to the state of the weather currently tonight and what's predicted tomorrow, that event was canceled. The next time that they will race will be on Tuesday night, September 11th. That is the Banks competition. Once again, at Riverton Park. Junior varsity football for Park Heritage on Monday night. They defeated the Northview freshman team. Big win, 46-8. over Northview. They will play Monday night, September 10th, against the North Central of Farmersburg. Once again, very intriguing matchup that we might be able to see on Monday night. They do have to travel to North Central for that ball game. Girls golf, they dropped two matches this week. Tuesday was against Northview, Thursday against Attica. Their next competition will be Monday night, September 10th, as they travel to Clinton to take on South Vermilion. Varsity volleyball had a tough night Tuesday night. They lost to Covington, but Covington is an absolutely exceptional team. They lost that game in three sets. They lost the first set 25-20, the second 26-24, and lost in the third set 25-22. But they answered well last night as they took on North Putnam. They won that in four sets. They went down in the first 25-22, but they won three straight sets following that, 25-10, 25-11, 25-17. Tuesday night on September 11th, they will travel to South Vermilion. And then boys tennis, they also had an event scheduled for tomorrow. The North Montgomery Boys Tennis Invitational was canceled due to weather. They will compete Monday night, September 10th, at home against the Knights of Northview. So we certainly wish the absolute best of luck to all of the teams from Park Heritage, and hope that this week is a successful one for them as they continue their competitions. We have both teams that are now coming back out onto the field. It was, if you can help me remember, it was Attica that won the toss, and they deferred to the second half, so they're going to be receiving. And did you have an update on the scoreboard?
Yes, I did, Stephen. Linton is currently up 27-0 over North Vermilion here. It looks like in the third quarter. Linton looks like they're pulling ahead of the Falcons. Hopefully the Falcons can come back in that one.
Also have an update from Northview. They are up 28-0 over West Vigo. And we also have Sullivan up 14-0 over the Cougars of North Putt. So Sullivan continues a very strong season for them as well. Well, Ben Link set to tee up to kick the ball off. Attica will be moving right to left on your radio dial, so they will be moving towards the south end zone here at Attica. Kick is away. It's going to be a deep kick. It's going to go over towards the sideline and roll out of bounds. So that will incur a penalty for Park Heritage. Attica will not have a chance to return that. I want to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Valley Professionals and Community Health Centers with 8 locations, including the mobile bus. Once again, want to give all sorts of praise to our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. So as the kick travels out of bounds, they said it is going to be a penalty. That will bring the football out to the 35-yard line where Attica will begin their drive.
Good field position here for the Red Ramblers to open up the second half. On the 35, better than what it could have been with that kick. Ben Link has a great leg, and that's what makes the Wolves so dangerous too, Stephen. Besides their explosiveness on offense and solid defensive play, is they have a great kicker in Ben Link who can change the field position at any time, and that's going to make them dangerous when playoff comes.
Well, we're going to see a change back at quarterback. Little, once again, is going to receive it. It's going to go off the right-hand side. It's going to be a 4-yard gain. So they break the huddle, quickly run up. They don't waste any time at all getting the snap. So it was the quarterback that doesn't receive the football. That's going to be a direct snap to Sheridan.
I'm not surprised by this, Stephen. I thought Coach Good would come back to this formation, try to get Sheridan the ball more, and also Little. Those are his two most powerful explosive offensive weapons, and Sheridan's showing that here, running a sweep to the right side. Good run. Pick up about 10 yards.
Well, that is going to pick up a first down. That's a terrific gain for Attica. Good offensive start for them. Might have to help me. I don't know if that's one of their – I know it's one of their longest of the night. Is it their longest at this point?
Yes, longest run of the night. Sheridan had a 10-yard run. They do have two passes for over 15 yards. But good job here by Coach Good. He's liking what he's seeing. He's sticking with that play. Quarterback sweep to Sheridan on the right side. They've been hugging that side. Only a 1-yard gain on that last play.
It'll be very interesting to see what the counterplay is to that. Obviously – 3 in a row to Sheridan off the right-hand side. Park Heritage begin to sniff that out. That one stopped for about a half-yard gain.
Yeah,
so we'll say it's 2nd and 9 obviously you're going to look to come to something maybe a little bit different to try to throw the defense off. Ball is up in the air, but it comes down to Sheridan. He's going to get it back. Had to dive for it to make sure he made the play.
Something Attica really can't afford here is some lost yardage plays or miscues with the lead down 30-0. For you viewers at home, Attica's in that single wing offense. They get close in a huddle. They break really quickly. Now they're going overload on the left side of the formation.
They're going to say the same play. It's going to come off to the left side with a lot of success. That was going to be about an 8-yard gain. So Sheridan, big plays to the right. This time he's going to come back to the overload left. Bollinger gets the tackle, but not till the big gain for Attica. This is as good as we've seen this offense look so far tonight. So big fourth down here. It's going to be stopped dead with a penalty, though. That's going to go against Park Heritage. So I'm going to think it's going to be a 5-yard walk off with the encroachment. The Ramblers will have first down now. Football is exchanged, trying to bring a dry one out.
We're starting to get a little chill in the air here tonight, Stephen. Unbalanced left formation for Attica. Snap back to Sheridan. Good play by number 60 for the Wolves. That was Braden Hartman. Excellent job. He got great penetration, cut a guy, caused Sheridan to slow up on the play. 0-yard gain.
Well, great job by Braden Hartman tonight, and also got to give credit to Braden Hartman on his contributions to volleyball games, because his ability to hype up a crowd is pretty phenomenal. If you ever get to see a Park Heritage volleyball game, you know Braden Hartman, Austin Petrillo are going to be right out front getting everybody excited.
Oh, great blocking there.
That is terrific blocking. Sheridan gets out. He's got one
great
man
run
to beat, just stiff-arming him all the way down the sidelines. Great show of strength by Sheridan. He's finally brought down by Seth Bollinger. There is a flag late. It's at the spot of the tackle.
They got him down for about a 30-yard gain, Stephen, on that run.
It is a horse collar tackle. Called against Bollinger. Well, it's going to be a first down for Attica. The ball is going to be spotted at the 3-yard line. So here we go for Attica, that big start we thought we might see out of them here to begin the second half showing up, but Park Heritage is going to stuff great, that play.
Great job on the left side defense for the Wolves. The play they're having success on is when they go that unbalanced formation single wing on the right side. They've been having a lot of success. That time they went left. They're going went to the wide side of the field. Park Heritage has been strong on their defensive right side. Number 33, Curtis Stoltz. And Hartman has had an excellent job on that side of the line.
There's a fumble, and it looks like it's going to be recovered by Petrillo. So absolutely devastating for Attica. They drive all the way down to the 3-yard line. They get stuffed on first down. And then there's a fumble on the second, and it is recovered by Austin Petrillo coming off the edge. And you can just absolutely hear all air being let out of this crowd right now.
Yes. Attica, excellent drive. They got what they wanted. They came out moving the football, pounding it. Just a missed snap. Petrillo does a great job coming in to dive to disrupt the play. The Wolves start off in an I formation with the tight end on the left side of the formation.
Ball's on the 5-yard line. It's going to be an inside handoff to the fullback. I believe that's Jones. But Hargan is going to make the play before it even starts. That's going to be a 2-yard loss. So the excitement that was there prior to the fumble returns as noisemakers and cheers come from the Attica fans. Well, you don't anticipate that Park Heritage is going to be in too big of a hurry. Obviously, it's too early yet to begin running clock, but they're deep in their own territory here. Hard snap is going to draw Attica offsides. Penalties continue to be an issue for the Ramblers. So hard count from Logan White.
5-yard walk-off makes it second and seven.
It's going to be second and seven now for the Wolves. And that's about the second or third time that we've seen that tonight. So as a player, you got to be aware of it. But obviously Logan White has perfected that voice inflection.
Yes.
Trevor Rapp lined up to the right of White. Low snap. It's going to be a fumble. Yeah, that play struggled from the start. We said it was a low snap down at the ankles of Logan White. Had to go down to get it. Try to quickly throw, I think, another screen pass out to the left. But when he brought the football up, slips out of his hands. That's the danger of wet conditions. Doesn't matter how hard that grip strength is of yours. Wet football is tough to hang on to. But Logan White falls back on top of it. It's going to salvage the down. So it's third and about 14. The ball is spotted at it was on the 5, back to the 3-yard line. So still in the shadow of their own end zone.
Around the screen, backside. Oh, great play by the outside linebacker there. Safety. They ran that screen that Rapp scored on earlier. They send Lincoln motion. Throw it to the backside as Rapp's trying to sneak out. Excellent play by the outside linebacker for the Red Ramblers. Rapp catches the ball. Safety.
Well, that was read all the way by Jordan Douglas. Comes up, makes the play, gets the safety. Big defensive stand for Attica. Sometimes when you're struggling to score, you do not care how those points come. You're just excited when they do. So Attica finally gets on the score tonight. Your score on the Future X Industry scoreboard is 30-2, Vantage Park Heritage. 6:33 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a short break. Continuing action here on True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Football fans, welcome back to live action here at Attica. The safety punt from Trevor Rapp is fielded by DJ Burris, and he is absolutely drilled by Bollinger. That is a great early candidate for our hardest hit player of the night. And that's the second time we've seen him make a great play on a kickoff or the safety punt that time, streaking down the middle of the field. Once again, textbook tackle, puts his face mask right into the chest of the runner. Exactly how you teach it. So Attica takes over on the 45-yard line. Short run, about gain of a yard. Waits for the snap. This time it's going to be Little with the pass downfield. It's over the head of his intended receiver. A lot of pressure coming up the middle from Petrillo. Has to get rid of it early. Throws the ball high. It's going to bring up third and nine. And I believe that is Bollinger out there covering as well. So great series for Mr. Bollinger. Seth doing really, really well here tonight.
When I was coaching Steven, the Bollinger kid, I don't know if it was his brother or his cousin, played very hard, could hit and tackle, and that's what I'm seeing from this young fella. He's doing a great job out there on the field for the Wolves.
Well, you have a misdirection. So with the reverse, Attica's going to get a good gain. It's going to be a probably 6-yard pickup for them. It's going to be Cole Jones in on the stop. Curtis Stoltz as well.
Jones on the stop for
So Kirkpatrick gets a good game, but it's going to bring up fourth and about 2 yards. Seth, 5'9", 170-pound junior, using every bit of weight he's got to make some tackles tonight. We have to reset play clock here. So if you were just joining us, Jake shared the tremendous offensive success that Park Heritage had. How many yards of offense just in that first half alone?
They had about 363 yards total offense in the first half.
Well, another devastating play for Attica. The snap is high, goes off the hands of the quarterback, picked up by Link. And Park Heritage will take over possession. Sorry for the silence, but they're making an announcement.
That 41 is closed on U.S. 41, north of 47. U.S. 41 is closed north of U.S. 47. That's for Park Heritage fans out there. If you're traveling home or you're going that way, listening to the radio, 41 is closed north of U.S. 47.
So Park Heritage now has possession. It's a handoff to Petrillo on the sweep. He gets out to the outside, making men miss. Spin move, sidestep. That's a great gain. Pick up about 11 for Austin Petrillo. You mentioned it earlier. He's a dynamic player. He's got a lot of speed, very shifty. That's the first time we've seen him get out in space tonight. On the run, he had a catch earlier that he was able to take for a touchdown. But just shows in close quarters how hard he is to tackle. He's going to head to the sidelines, comes up a little gimpy. Think he'll be all right, but
he's an offensive weapon. I mean, he made a big difference in the Rockville Turkey Run game last year. When Turkey Run came out on top, he was a big, very big contributor in that game. And he shows a lot of athleticism out here tonight.
A quarterback read from Logan White gets nothing. That's going to be a big stop. For Attica, a loss of about 5 on first down. So they fake the handoff to Trevor Rapp. Logan White keeps it. Hargan is right there to meet him. Play did not stand a chance. It was over before it started. Still good field position, though, for Park Heritage. The ball rests on the 21-yard line. Once again, they're driving. In for a touchdown. We have a false start this time. Called against the Wolves, so Logan White once again goes with a hard count. Tries to draw Attica off sides, but it works against them this time as it's going to take them back now to the 26-yard line. So Park Heritage looks to the sideline for their call. Coach Moore sending in the play. We got two receivers to the right. Three to the left. Trevor Rapp comes in motion. Quick pitch to him. He's going to try to get outside. Attica's there.
Oh, good tackle.
Great pursuit. And that's where we talk about making a play, not necessarily the tackle. The defensive end slows that play up, allows the linebackers to flow out to the edge and make that play on Trevor Rapp. So that's another loss. So the ball originally started out on the 15-yard line, Jake, and we are back now resting at the 29.
Park Heritage comes out into an empty look, trips on the right side of the formation with a two receiver side on the top side, on the left side. Looks for Cruel, incomplete pass. He ran a slant route. Good play by the Attica defender. We have a flag on the play, though.
Well, you had to anticipate that was going to be a pass with the distance that you have to go. It's going to be a personal foul roughing the passer against Attica, making contact with Logan White after the ball had been released. As you said, good coverage. That time by Attica, it was John Britt out there defending against Kroll. Jumps in to deflect the pass, unfortunately.
That's going to be a 15-yard penalty, Stephen. It's going to put Park Heritage without third down and 10 to go.
Thank you. So that will put it back up to around the 16-yard line, so third and 11. Well, penalties have certainly played a factor here tonight. There's no doubt about it. Park Heritage clings to their lead, 30-2 over Attica. Logan White awaiting the snap. Looks like it's going to be an audible from the sidelines. Coach Moore calls in another play. Falls back to pass. It's going to be a slant to Kroll. Pass is going to fall incomplete. Once again, Britt, great coverage. Able to get his hand there and deflect it. It's the same pass that we just saw. It was a post route to the inside. Kroll, the intended receiver. 2:14 to go as we look out under the lights, continuing to see rain falling. Some of the umbrellas have come down, so it's a light mist, but just enough to keep things interesting out on the football field. Once again, Logan's going to pass over the middle. This pass is too high, intended for Petrillo. So that's two straight incompletions for Logan. It's going to bring up third and 10. You wonder with where they're sitting here if they do fail to convert a first down here, if they'll go to the leg of Ben Link. Be about a, 22-yard?
It probably put him about 32-yard field goal.
Pass from Logan White to Ben Link is going to fall incomplete. That time over the middle was also high, so last few balls have seemed to float on Logan a little bit. It's going to bring down a fourth down possession here for Park Heritage. A lot of discussion going on the sidelines. Coach Moore deciding what it is that he wants to do. So once again, we received the announcement that Highway 41 is closed north of Highway 47, so those of you that are traveling, please avoid that area. Logan White with a pass to the outside. Receiver's not ready for it. That was a chair route from Petrillo. Logan threw the out, so it's going to be a turnover on downs for Park Heritage.
Well, a interesting story about these two halves here, Stephen, in terms of like the momentum of this second half here so far. Attica has really kind of controlled the pace of the game. They moved the ball well offensively, have held strong defensively. Park Heritage is still trying to establish a rhythm. On that side of the ball, they had four straight incompletions on that possession there to close out that series.
Well, Attica certainly have found something that they like. It's those adjustments that come at halftime. They're going to try to power it off to the right-hand side. Sheridan's going to pick up about 4 yards. Bollinger will have the stop again. Once again, he's having a terrific night. But a lot of players for Park Heritage have, that's for sure. Yeah, you anticipate with the setup, this one's coming left. It does. Going to be another short gain, just very methodical if you're Attica right now. Picking up 3-4 yard clips, but unfortunately you have a 28-point deficit. There's 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, so you need points, you need them quickly. Which is very, very difficult sometimes when you find yourself down if you're not built to be a quick score offense. So Attica's going to huddle up here. Get to the line. Overload's going to come to the left-hand side. Once again, anticipate running to the left this time. Nope, it's going to be a pass. Great coverage from Park Heritage. Bollinger marks his man. It's going to be an incomplete pass. It falls just short. I believe the intended receiver is going to be Douglas. Several Park Heritage players in the area. Clay Barker, Max Sliz, Ben Link, all over there. We have a hold, though, going to go defensive holding against Park Heritage. So Attica will pick up a first down off the penalty. Also see Jalen Kerr over there. Have an update from Northview, 35 for the Knights to 0 for West Vigo. That is in the end of the third quarter.
Just have received an update here from Linton North Vermilion, Stephen. Jonathan Kilgore returns a kick and makes the score 28-7. Falcons trying to get back in that ball game.
And Sullivan with a 27-7 advantage at half over North Putt. So after the penalty, the ball comes out to the 30-yard line. Attica has a first and 10. Man coverage on the edges. Isolating Ben Link on one side, Bollinger on the other. This one's going to go across the middle. Reese Simpson on coverage. Douglas is their intended receiver. That was an absolute laser.
Yeah.
Came out of his hand quick, got to the receiver quicker than he was expecting. It's going to go off the hands of that receiver. As you said, that was Douglas.
Attica went to back to their spread look, and to throw the ball, Kirkpatrick threw a rocket on that possession. Now they took him out. He does have a cast on his left arm. Credit that kid playing quarterback with a cast, catching snaps from shotgun and trying to contribute in any way he can for his team.
Well, that's going to put Little back in the quarterback position. We have three receivers left, two to the right, so Attica spreads it out finally. Off his back foot, Little tries to throw it to the sidelines. It's deflected by Bollinger. He gets in to disrupt that play, but you've got a defender in your face. As we said, Little off his back foot, just couldn't get anything on that. I believe that is Clay Barker applying the pressure. Blitzing from his linebacker position, we have a flag on the play. Personal foul, face mask against Park Heritage is the call from the officials. So Attica is progressing down the field. Unfortunately, most of these occurring as a result of penalties. So with it being a personal foul, it's going to be a 15-yard walk-off. Get the football out to the 45-yard line. And that's another first down for Attica. 27 seconds to go here in third quarter action. Park Heritage 30, Attica 2.
Attica comes out an empty set with three receivers on the left side of the formation. Park Heritage showing pressure, and they got him. Encroachment on the Wolves, just jumped offside.
Well, there's definitely something to be said about creating a little intimidation as you're faking that blitz. But the hard count caught them, and he got Attica many, many times tonight. Logan White doing well with the hard count, but turnabout's fair play as Park Heritage falls victim to it. So 5 yard. We'll get it out to the 50-yard line. It's first and 5 for Attica. Little in the backfield. We have motion. It's going to be a fake handoff. Little's going to go up the middle. Nothing doing. That's Curtis Stoltz in on the stop. Also in on the stop for Park Heritage is Christian Young. Braden Hartman, that front line doing incredibly well for Park Heritage. And that's one of the things that I think we have seen in some of the other teams that we have watched. Typically it's those linebackers and maybe the secondary that's creating a lot of the pressure. But for Park Heritage, for North Vermilion, South Vermilion, we've got a lot of good front linemen on the defensive side of the football. And that's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. So Park Heritage has 30 points. Just giving up 2 to Attica. So we go into our fourth quarter of action. Big lead for Park Heritage. We'll continue our coverage here on 104.9 WAXI.
Serving Park and Vermilion counties from the DLC Media Rockville Radio Center. This is 104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local Park and Vermilion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Well, welcome back to Attica. It is the start of the fourth quarter. This is our game of the week. Park Heritage playing incredibly well tonight. They have a 28-point lead over the Red Ramblers. The Red Ramblers coming into tonight's game ranked number 11 in the 1A polls. Park Heritage down at 19th. But they have the advantage tonight. Blitz coming up the middle. Christian Young putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Has to get rid of it. The intended receiver for Attica is going to be, let me check my number here. Believe that's Seth Hartman that was the intended receiver. It was number 22. So that's Bollinger in on the coverage. Once again, love the uniforms for Attica. Certainly showing support for the National Guard as they are green uniforms, black numbers, trimmed in yellow. But we apologize if it takes a little time for us to respond as some of them are tough to see. So that's a handoff up the middle. Be a gain of one. It's going to bring up fourth and four. So Attica move the ball down the field well. Once again, some of those coming, though, from penalties to Park Heritage, but find themselves in another fourth down situation.
Park Heritage is bringing pressure almost every play from different angles, different looks, and they're single cover, and they got the athletes to do that. Great pass caught. Look, could it be picked off? We got to wrestle for the ball there. It was a slant route, and they award it to the receiver. It was a fight between number 13 for the Wolves, Jalen Kerr, and number 34 for the Red Ramblers, DJ Burris. But Burris came down with it for about a 10-yard gain.
Well, as you said, it's incredibly interesting. You see nobody where your linebackers are typically going to be. You have one-on-one coverage out on the edge. They're either coming off the sides, blitzing, or right up there against the center. So there's nobody right behind the defensive line for Park Heritage. That's a lot of trust in your defensive backs. At that time, it was a quick slant, as you said. Burris and Kerr get there at the same time. That's always going to go to the offense, though, if there is simultaneous possession. Short run up the middle. It's going to be a 3-yard gain for Attica. They move the ball now out past the 35-yard line for Park Heritage. So it's been a good drive, well-sustained drive for Attica. They have a lot of points to score in a very short amount of time. This is going to be a fade right down the sidelines. It's going to be deflected and well defended. Is that Bollinger again?
I think it was Bollinger again. He's doing a great job at corner here tonight. Ben Link plays a solid job on his side, and Bollinger has proven he's a steady player on his side. The 5'9", 170-pound junior has been doing a great job making tackles all over the field, doing a great job on the defensive side at the corner position. Attica still in their spread look. They have trips on the right side of the formation. The Wolves are in a 3-4 defense. They run the ball to Little, the quarterback. He goes to the left side, and he almost looks like he's short of the first down, or did he get it, Steven? It looks like he got gained about 6 yards on the play.
I am going to say it's a first down.
They gave it to him.
And I said that because I saw the official signal that it was a first down.
Hey, that works.
So it was a good play by Chase Little, dragging a defender with him to pick up that first down. So this is certainly Attica's best drive of the game. It's not their deepest possession that they've had or ability to score, but it has been a good drive for them. This is another pass that's going to go down the middle of the field. I believe Burris is the intended receiver. That one is overthrown. Reese Simpson in on the coverage there. So with the incomplete pass, the clock will stop. I want to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone, in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. BJ's Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. And Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison, in Clinton. So we have a 2nd and 10 off the incomplete pass. Has to drop back deep in the pocket. A lot of pressure.
Good
tries
tackle
to escape, but that is Max Sliz. Comes in, getting a great tackle. If he gets past Sliz, I would venture to guess that's at least a 15-yard gain as all of the other defenders were down the field defending. So Sliss coming up with a huge play. It's actually going to be a 3-yard loss, bringing up 3rd and 13. Let's go ahead and thank a few more sponsors. Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. The Park County RMC, your Touchdown Energy Cooperative in Rockville. And Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Well, if you're Coach Good, obviously you're seeing a lot of time running off the clock, but you got to like what you see out of your offense. Moving the football a little bit here, you're just trying to make sure that you're continuing to work on the things that you're going to need. And we've talked repeatedly about, you know, the two seasons that you have. You got a regular season. Obviously, you're going to want to try to compete for Conference Attica at this point is atop the conference. Assuming they're going to fall tonight, you'll certainly see a change there. But with one loss and what we've seen throughout the conference, I think it's certainly possible to maintain hope with one loss here in the conference to at least have a bid of sharing a conference title.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Stephen. I think that the conference is a lot more balanced this year from a skill level. Park Heritage definitely has the most skill I have seen from skilled positions, but they are definitely a squad in transition as they've been coming together. And when you have that situation, there's a lot of different chemistry types of things that need to be formed, and they've shown that so far. I've yet to see Fountain Central. They've held strong so far throughout the season. But I know Coach Good's got to like what he's done here in the second half from Seawood's team. They've actually outscored the Wolves 2-0 here in the second half. Not a whole lot of scoring, but a very well-played game in the second half by the Red Ramblers. Incomplete pass by Little on that play. It'll bring up 3rd and 10.
It's certainly been a tale of two halves. There's no doubt about it. Fountain Central, you just mentioned them, with a 21-0 lead over Covington. I believe that game has gone final. It has, so Mustangs pick up another win against Covington. They've been a team that have been very, very competitive. Obviously, very competitive with North Vermilion, very competitive with South Vermilion. Not so competitive against Park Heritage, but Fountain Central, typically a team that's scoring 40, 50 points a game, only scores 21 tonight against Covington. Certainly been a program that's on the rise over the last few years as well. So pass falls incomplete. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 10. We have a penalty coming from the back judge. So that's going to be a delay of game against Attica. We'll move the football back. But with the two seasons that we mentioned, once again, Attica will fall probably here tonight, barring some absolutely miraculous turnaround. But there's certainly things to continue to play for. And as we said, you're going to continue to try to win within conference, and you're going to get into sectional play, and you're going to be able to prove that you've improved in certain areas of your game. Things that you're going to need, situations that you're going to have to be able to sustain and withstand. And a late-game situation, being able to get a drive, maybe to score, to win a sectional game is certainly something that you're thinking about right now if you are a coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. Atticus had two possessions so far here in the second half where they've gotten deep in Park Heritage's territory. They've been blending up a mix of a spread look to the single wing. They've been mostly in spread here on this possession. If they can come out with a score, I know that'll do well for their confidence. That could build against Park Heritage in the future if they were to draw them in the sectional.
So it's going to be Little for a very short gain, probably a gain of 1. It's going to bring up 4th and 13 for Attica. No doubt that you probably try to go for it here. You have the ball down on your 16-yard line. Want to try to put some points on the board. As Jake said, Attica has outscored Park Heritage here in the second half. The Wolves put up 30 in the first half, have yet to score here in the second, but credit Attica. They've kept their offense out on the field large part of this second half.
And sometimes a good offense is a good defense. If you control the clock, your defense doesn't have to play a lot of football. And that's what Attica has done here in the second half. They've controlled the tempo and the pace of play. They've done an excellent job of utilizing the clock if that's the type of game plan they want to execute for them throughout the season. But I've seen a lot from Attica here in the second half in terms of their ability to come back. I mean, they've played with a lot more energy. The Wolves have possession now, Stephen, with 7:37 left to play here. It'll be first down and 10 from the 17-yard line.
Well, that last play almost summing up the night that Attica has had. It's another snap. It's a little bit high. Quarterback has a difficult time fielding it, getting possession of it, and just has to try to throw it to the feet of a receiver as he's getting a lot of pressure. So that fourth down failure is going to turn it back over to Park Heritage, as Jake said. And the Wolves are going to get a chance here to drive and score once again and work on themselves. Some of those late-game situations, possibly needing to score late in a game to win a big game down the road. But Park Heritage with a big lead here tonight, 30-2 over Attica. I'd say you're going to begin to see a little bit of clock usage here. You're going to run down that play clock as much as you can. 7 minutes to go in the game clock. White in the backfield is going to hand the ball off.
Tristan Monick's in the game here for
the
first time.
Is that Tristan Monick on the run?
Seems like, yep.
So Tristan Monick gets two carries. Picked up a short gain on the first one. That one is a loss of about 3 yards. So we'll say it's 3rd and 13. Johnson still in the ball game. Petrillo, we still see him lined up to the right.
Uh-oh.
Logan White back to pass. He's going downfield. It's completed to Petrillo. He makes a man miss, and he is down the sidelines. 10-5. Park Heritage scores once again.
84-yard touchdown, Stephen.
And that is another link between Logan White and Austin Petrillo tonight. Second time that we have seen it. Actually, Petrillo is able to catch that football between two Attica defenders. As we said, slipped through another tackle, made the man miss. He was all alone the rest of the way. 36-2, Park Heritage in control here at Attica.
We had mentioned him earlier, Stephen, about Petrillo being an offensive weapon for the Wolves. Very explosive, and he showed there, showed on that play there. You can almost see it develop. Ball was snapped to White. Petrillo was running a streak down the seam, and it was one-on-one coverage. You could see him getting ready to outrun the defender, and White threw a good ball. Petrillo almost lost his balance, but he has a great job of somehow maintaining his balance and was able to get a score.
PAT attempt from Ben Link is good. So 6:09 here to go in the ball game. Park Heritage 37, Attica 2. Come back for the close of this one here on 104.9 WXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team, making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to Attica. Just have another score from Park Heritage. Logan White to Austin Petrillo, 80-plus yards on the connection, extending their lead here in the ballgame, 37-2. So we see Ben Link once again having a chance to tee up the football. Want to update you on our Futurex Industries scoreboard, some of the scores that we do have. Linton victorious tonight over North Vermillion, 34-7. Northview wins big over West Vigo, 42-0. Seeger gets a big win over Riverton Park. Final there, 41-6. Last score we had, Terre Haute South with the advantage in the victory bell game, 18-10 over Terre Haute North. South Vermillion, 7-2 over Marshall, Illinois. Eastern Green with a 7-6 advantage over Mitchell. Cascade defeats Cloverdale, 14-8. Sullivan, 27, North Putt, 7. In Wabash River Conference play, Fountain Central, 21, Covington, 0. And North Central of Farmersburg, number 2 in 1A, squeaks one out. against North Decatur. They win 14-7 on this Friday. Attica will pick up possession on their 36-yard line. Very well-sustained drive by them last time. But as we had seen many, many times before, drive stalls out, turnover on downs for them. They pick up another penalty here, and it's one of those areas that they are certainly going to need to improve upon and want to improve upon. Penalties tonight have certainly been substantial.
Yeah, they've been struggling in that department here tonight, Stephen. We had heard that the Red Ramblers have had issues with that this season so far. They definitely would get that cleaned up as the tournament approaches here in the weeks ahead.
Overload to the right. The snap is taken. They're going to run off to the right. Stacked up for no gain. That is Sheridan on the carry.
They've gone back to that single wing formation. Usually under that formation, they're trying to get the ball to Sheridan. He's got 25 carries so far tonight, Stephen, for 94 yards. He's done a good job back there for the Red Ramblers.
We'd like to thank Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton and the Fountain Trust Company with 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA. And Dale Warnick, Chevrolet in Rockville. Sheridan on the run. Pick up approximately 4 yards. We'll say it's third down and six. Clock is under 5.5 as he's run out of bounds, though. The clock does stop. So Park Heritage with another impressive performance here tonight. We're going to run their record to 3-1. Attica, with their first loss of the season, will drop to 3-1. So those two teams with identical records, once again, undoubtedly going to be competing atop the WRC. Sheridan loses his footing on that run. It continues to be 6 yards to go. This time drops to fourth down. So Attica will be in punt formation. At this point, nobody deep to receive for Park Heritage. Snap is good. Kick is away. So that's going to roll, and it will be downed by Attica at the 24-yard line. And Park Heritage will once again take over possession here at Attica. It is 4:35 to go. 37-2 advantage to Park Heritage. We'll step aside for a short break and come back for the close of the fourth quarter here on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Welcome back to Live Action. Logan White with the pass completed out to Jalen Kroll. There's going to be actually a loss on the play, but we do have a flag down. Want to thank WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 WTHI coverage that you can count on. Your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, and Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Invite you to stay tuned for the Fountain Trust Company post-game show. As soon as we're done here, we'll wrap things up for Attica, take a look at what we saw tonight, look ahead to next week's games. Look at our Future X Industry scoreboard, and Jake will have final statistics for you. Well, we have another penalty flag down. Did you track penalties tonight by any chance?
I did not.
You lost track, didn't you?
I lost track. That's something I did not do well at tonight, Stephen. I did not keep track of the penalties, but it's been an awful lot. A lot of flags thrown on the Red Ramblers here tonight.
It has been a lot on both sides, but you've done a terrific job in several other areas. We appreciate the knowledge that you bring of the game of football, certainly a lot. I know our fans appreciate that. Well, we're going to see another penalty. This time it's going to be a false start against Park Heritage. You have receivers moving, actually about everybody moving before the ball is snapped.
That reminds me of an official one time, Stephen, when he called a penalty. He said flag was on everybody but the center.
That's exactly right.
Well, this one was about on half of everybody, but the center didn't jump offside. So it's about first and 20 for the Wolves. We have 4:33 left to play, 37-2. Park Heritage is up. They're in a trips formation. White's throwing it deep to Link. Incomplete pass. Good deflection by Burris to knock down the play.
Yeah, first and 20 is certainly something that you never want to find yourself in, a situation that obviously only means a penalty to start your drive. So puts them in a little bit of a hole here. That incomplete pass is going to now bring up second down and 20. Ball is resting at the 29-yard line.
You know, the passing attack has been a big attack for the Wolves offense this year. They've shown some good job running the ball. Obviously, they're in a passing situation. They hand the ball to Kerr, though. Oh, nice play by the defensive end, inside linebacker there. Kerr was about to break one, but excellent tackle by the linebacker.
I'm going to check that. That was Monick, Tristan Monick.
Oh, that was Monick
on the run.
I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. Want to make sure we give credit where credit is due.
If Mrs. Monick is out there, I want to apologize to her. I don't want her to get after me. But Tristan Monick on the carry. How about that one?
That's exactly right. He does pick up a short gain. We'll say it's a gain of 3 yards for him. See a new name in there as well. Jacob Hendricks checks into the ball game. Monick off to the right side. Takes the handoff. Once again, it's another short gain, only about another 2 yards. Good hard run from him, though. Had to earn every bit of those 2 yards. So we'll bring up fourth down and 17.
Fourth and long.
3:20 to go on the game clock. Look ahead to next week. Attica is going to stay home here at Bruce Field, as they will welcome the Mustangs of Fountain Central. So that game will be next Friday. Once again, Fountain Central victorious tonight over Covington. Park Heritage will once again be back home as they take on Duggar Union. So Logan White with the fourth down takes the quick kick, gets it downfield. Austin Petrillo is going
to
down the football. Well, make sure that we try to keep an eye out as much as we can for any new names, numbers that make their way into the ball game. See number 82 out there. That's Nate Wittenmeyer. Nate's a 5'10" junior. He's going to settle into middle backer position.
This is always an exciting opportunity to go in a game like this, Stephen. Friday night under the lights. Opportunity to play in a varsity game. Nate, did you say he was a senior, or did you say he was a freshman? Or junior? Junior, gotcha.
So short gain. The tackle by Curtis Stoltz. He's had a very good game from that left defensive end position. It's very weird. I'm used to Logan White being number 33, and to see Curtis Stoltz
right
with that number is unique, but Logan has moved on to number 18 this season. Quarterback keeper going off to the left-hand side. Makes a few men miss. That's a good run. He's going to be run out of bounds after a gain of about 4 yards. Shows good strength, good balance. The four or five Park Heritage players over there to make the stop. Minute 40 to go. Clock continues to run. Apparently he was brought down before he got out of bounds. Pressure from Noble Johnson makes that pass a little errant. So that comes from on an outside blitz. Quarterback Little has to get rid of the football. Can't step into the throw, so that one's going to be short hopped to his receiver. And I believe that was Jordan Douglas that was his intended receiver. So it's going to bring up fourth down. 6 yards to go. Attica will settle into punt formation. Once again, no men back for Park Heritage. Dare I say it, I believe the rain has stopped as everybody is ready to head to their vehicles here before too long. It'll at least be a dry walk to get there. And the ball will be down at the 36-yard line. Where Park Heritage will take over. Minute 22 to go here in the game clock. Park Heritage, very, very impressive win tonight. As we looked at the Sagarin ratings, Attica was ranked 15th in 1A, Park Heritage 19th. So it's a tremendous performance for the Wolves. See, we have number 62, Louis Monick, with brother Tristan walking out on the field together. Kind of a cool picture to see that. Park Heritage is undoubtedly here going to settle into victory formation. Two players to either side of Logan White. One player deep. He takes the snap and will go directly down to the knee. Well, Jake, we'll give you a little bit of time here to tally stats, accumulate what it is that you have gotten. We have the exciting task of giving away our post-game awards. We have a lot of very, very good recipients that could potentially earn those awards tonight. So you and I will have a good conversation on that, figure out who it is that we are going to offer those three post-game awards to. As the play clock winds down, Logan's going to have to take one more snap and go to the knee. And that should just about do it. Both teams are going to settle to their own sidelines. They'll get lined up, shake hands, and we'll wait here just a few more seconds before the game goes official. But Park Heritage is your victors tonight, as we said. They're going to move their record to 3-1. Attica will fall to 3-1 on the season. Park Heritage to take on Duggar Union next weekend as the Ramblers will welcome Fountain Central here to Bruce Field. And with that, the game goes official. Time is done here from Attica. Congratulations to Park Heritage. They win tonight on Friday Night Football. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get our things organized here, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes for our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. You've listened to exciting high school action here on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Being an integrated health facility is an opportunity to care for patients, like I said, in the whole person. So you can meet their needs as a nurse, which may be just some hands-on, but as you listen and you find out they have deeper needs, you can refer them out to the people that can really help them with those areas.
Valley Professionals Community Health Center, your home for healthcare.
Here when you need them, Wallace Law Firm, working with you on criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, Social Security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you, in Covington on the Courthouse Square and in Clinton on State Road 163 near Walmart. Wallace Law Firm wishes the best of luck to all the local high school sports teams.
This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Time now for the Fountain Trust postgame show, presented by the Fountain Trust Company, with 15 locations, including the Rockville IGA Banking Center. Stand by as we'll go over final stats and recap tonight's game. This is Park and Vermilion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Well, welcome, fans, to our Fountain Trust Company postgame show. We have gone final here at Attica. Park Heritage with a big win tonight over the Red Ramblers, 37-2. Another impressive performance for the Wolves, continuing to put up points in bunches. It's certainly been an area that they have been very consistent in. They can score the football, and they can score it well. Tonight was another great defensive performance from them. So I think you're starting to see a team that's beginning to click on all cylinders, and it comes at a terrific time for that Park Heritage team. Before we move into too much in terms of our overall analysis of the game, we want to make a quick announcement. We did receive a report from Coach Shelsky. I still call him Coach Shelsky, Mr. Shelsky, Athletic Director Rich Shelsky for Park Heritage, that 41, Highway 41, is closed north of U.S. 47. As I said, that was a report that we got a little bit after halftime. So if anybody has any updates on that, we would certainly be interested in hearing. Certainly we wish everybody that is up here at the game that will be traveling back south a safe travel to get there. But if we have any information, we'll certainly make sure that we bring that to you. But at this point, we have heard that Highway 41 is closed north of U.S. 47. So offensively, Park Heritage puts up 30 points in the first half. It starts off with Ben Link kicking a field goal. The team does a very, very good job of being able to drive the football down the field, but they can't quite convert once they get into the red zone. But that wasn't anything that they had to worry about later on, because all their other scores came from considerably further out. You had a run from Trevor Rapp of 66 yards. You had a touchdown reception from Logan White to Trevor Rapp for 51 yards. Austin Petrillo has a 60-yard touchdown reception. Noble Johnson gets a reception as well. And then later on in the game, I did not write down what the distance was of Austin Petrillo's final touchdown. But that one, again, probably 80-some yards that they're able to go and able to score in a quick clip. So definitely proving that they're able to score from different areas of the field. But, you kind of wonder what they're thinking about in terms of their red zone offense. We didn't have to see it a whole lot tonight. First time I've seen Park Heritage play, I don't know what their red zone offense has looked like previous to this. But it's always comforting to know that if you get into the red zone, you do not convert on fourth down to score a touchdown, you got the leg of Ben Link that you can rely on.
Yeah, that's you said it right there too, Stephen. Ben Link, excellent kicker. He provides a different dynamic that other teams in the conference may not have. He can change field position, can create points with his leg. But the Wolves came out tonight very explosive on offense. They can definitely explode on with a passing game, and they've shown a lot of improvement with the running game, at least I thought so in the first half tonight. Trevor Rapp did an excellent job hitting the hole hard, and I think Coach Moore will be happy to see the first half of the offensive line play. And I know in the second half he's going to see some room for improvement. He's going to push these guys to become better and to set their goals high as the season progresses throughout the year.
Well, one of the things that I think I forgot to mention is if times for Park Heritage wasn't exciting enough, as they move their record to 3-1, next weekend is going to be homecoming as they return to Park Heritage High School. So it'll be definitely exciting to add the festivities there. So Rich is continuing to do his work on Twitter. I'll read directly what I have. County Road 100 West between Davis Road and Egg Farm Road is closed due to a sinkhole. So continue to provide updates there. Highway 41 North between Coxford Road and 1000 North has extremely high water, so please be careful in that area. So as we go to a break, we'll do our best to get in touch with Mr. Shelsky and find out how things are going. But to everybody that is listening that may be getting their vehicles, getting ready to head home, as we said, please be careful as you do make your way back to Park County. Defensively tonight, once again, we complimented the front five incredibly well. But the thing that allows your defense to be so successful by allowing you to put pressure on the quarterback comes from the ability of your defensive backs to be able to be on an island. And the fact that you can allow them to go one-on-one and feel that they are not going to get beat is very comforting for you as a defensive play caller to fire up those blitzes and be able to put some pressure on that quarterback, make him throw the ball before he's comfortable doing so. He can't get into a rhythm and step into his passes. We saw many of them tonight that Chase Little had to throw from his back foot. And if you can pressure quarterback, make him uncomfortable, allow your front five to continue to shut down the run, it's just very, very difficult for teams to think of creative ways to be able to move the football.
Yeah, definitely, Steven. There's different approaches on defense you can use. You can try to beat a team fundamentally if you're very solid fundamentally up front and doing some different things. Now, Park Heritage, their strategy, what they like to do on defense is to beat teams with different looks. They do an excellent job of mixing it up. Coach Batty does an excellent job as defensive coordinator. They go from a four-man front, a three-man front, adjust the alignment with a between a one and a three to a nose, to a double one, to a double three, different stunts. And they put a lot of pressure on that offensive line, and that can cause problems. Different looks can do that to them. And if you're able to do that as a defense and have the skill set to play one-on-one coverage and with the middle of the field open, you can cover them well, you're going to have a lot of success as a defense. And Park Heritage is definitely very effective at that on the defensive side. And they've shown that throughout the season so far. So with an explosive offense, we can score anywhere on the field, and a defense that can bring pressure, it creates problems for other opponents that they face.
Well, all around, a very, very good performance for Park Heritage. Incredibly impressive for me. The first time that I've had an opportunity to see them, we'll be excited to continue to watch them progress as the season goes on. Well, we'll take our first break here in our Fountain Trust Company post-game show. When we come back, we'll turn things over to Jake, allow him to cover final stats, and then we will also give away our post-game awards. So stay tuned. We're not done here yet. From Attica on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back to Attica High School and our game of the week. As Park Heritage defeats Attica, final score tonight was a big win for them, 38-2 for the Wolves. We have some final scores that we'll cover a little bit later. A lot of interesting scores coming in from Jim Osborne and our Futurex Industries scoreboard. But before we get too much further into our post-game show here. Do you want to update everybody that is traveling? Rich Shelsky has been tremendous in giving us some updates. He has said that 41 is now open. There is just a large amount of water that is flowing over the highway. So please make sure you are being careful as you head home. That is about the U.S. 47 area between Coxford Road and 1000 North. A lot of high water. Please be very, very careful as you are traveling home in that area. And Park County Road 100 west between Davis Road and Egg Farm Road is closed due to a sinkhole. So if that's an area that you're heading to, please be aware of that closure as well. So, Jake, at this time, we'll let you do your thing, all the hard work that you've put in tonight to tally some stats for us. Very curious to know what that looks like. You're on, man. We'll hear what you've got to say.
Thank you, Stephen. The Wolves won the game tonight. Park Heritage 38-2. They had a great offensive output in the first half this evening. Running the ball wise, they were led by Trevor Rapp, had 9 carries for 82 yards. Austin Petrillo had 1 carry for 12 yards. Logan White had 5 carries for 10 yards. Clay Barker had 1 carry for 5 yards. And Tristan Monick had 4 carries for 2 yards. Passing for tonight for the Wolves, they were led by Logan White. He was 8 of 20 for 333 yards. His targets were Jalen Pruel for 1 reception for 25 yards. Ben Link, 1 reception for 3 yards. Trevor Rapp, 2 receptions for 73 yards, including a 51-yard touchdown. Noble Johnson had 2 receptions for 90 yards, including an 84-yard touchdown. Austin Petrillo had 2 receptions for 142 yards. Both were touchdowns, 56 and 86 yards. As a team, they carried the ball 21 times for 65 yards. That's an average of 3 yards per carry. That's not correct, Stephen. I'll get back to you on that one. They had more yards than that. I think they had about 133 yards. Yep. And passing was Logan White, like I said, was 8 of 20 for 333 yards. As a team, they had 41 plays for over 400 yards total offense. For Attica, they ran the ball tonight. Their leading rusher was Drew Sheridan. The Wolves did a great job holding him down.
It's going to be hot by next Friday.
Yards. Chase Little had 6 carries for 10 yards. Eli Kirkpatrick had 11 carries for 10 yards. As a team, Attica ran 46 times for 119 yards. That's only 2.5 yards per carry, so a great job by the Wolves defense. Passing, Attica, Eli Kirkpatrick, and Chase Little combined for 4 completions for 18 yards. 4 out of 18 for 50 yards. Chase Little was receptive of 3 of those passes for 38 yards, and Burris had 1 reception for 12 yards. As a team, Attica ran 64 plays for 169 yards. That's 2.6 yards per play. Those are your stats this evening, Stephen. It was an excellent game by Park Heritage, and I think they're going to be a force to reckon with as they continue on throughout the conference play this year.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, for wrapping up those stats for us. We appreciate all the work that you've put in to make sure that we were well aware of what's going on in the ball game. So kind of our last order of business then is to take care of our post-game awards. As we said, we had multiple players, very, very deserving based on the performance that we saw tonight. But certainly a player early on in the ball game that was very, very impressive to us as our player of the game, and that's going to be sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. It's going to be Trevor Rapp. And Jake, you just had an opportunity to cover the stats, but I don't believe we were able to hear, as I'm getting word from Jim, that your mic's not working. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to take my headset here real quick, and I just want you to recap what it was that Trevor Rapp was able to do tonight to earn Player of the Game honors.
Sure thing, Stephen. Trevor Rapp did an excellent job here tonight for the Wolves. He had 9 carries for 82 yards, 2 reception for 90 yards, and he had 2 touchdowns for this evening.
All right, so congratulations to Trevor Rapp. He is our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. Our next award is our High Energy Lineman of the Game. sponsored by Park County REMC, and that's going to go to Braden Hartman. Incredibly effective tonight. Really, Attica's offense was not able to ever get going, particularly on the grounds. Just a lot of really, really short plays. And we've talked about the difference between making a tackle and making a play. Braden Hartman makes plays on every single possession. He creates piles. He fills gaps. He's in there. He's into the backfield creating disruptions. Many, many times tonight, as you look at a final play, Braden Hartman is rolling out of the bottom of a pile. So terrific job by him. Ton of energy. Terrific young man. We're very, very excited to provide that award as our high-energy lineman of the game to Braden Hartman, once again sponsored by Park County REMC. And our final award is the Ram Tough Hardest-Hit Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. And that is going to go to Seth Bollinger. Not only did we see two absolutely dynamic hits from him in the middle of the field on a kickoff and a safety return, but he was also very, very effective defensively tonight. Just an absolute outstanding job out on the edge as a cornerback to be able to defend one-on-one. A lot of plays that he broke up, coming up, making hits off the edge. He had an absolutely outstanding night. Incredibly impressed what I saw out of Seth Bollinger. So he is going to be the Ram Tough Hardest Hit Player of the Game, sponsored by the Jackson Family of Dealerships. Congratulations to all of our award winners tonight. Let's go ahead and take one final look at the scores we have from our FutureX Industries scoreboard. Most of these have gone final. A few of them are still in progress. Linton, big win tonight, 34-7 over North Vermillion. So Linton gets their first victory of the year. North Vermillion drops to 3-1 after the loss to the Miners. Northview big over West Vigo, 42-0. Seeger, 41. Riverton Park, 6 in a Wabash River Conference game. South Vermillion, the last score we had, was up 7-2 on Marshall. Mitchell gets a big win tonight over Eastern Green. Eastern Green, I believe, was number 5 in 1A, and they dropped that game to Mitchell. So huge upset for Eastern Green. Cascade, 14-8 over Cloverdale. Sullivan, at the end of the third quarter, was up on North Putnam, 41-14. Fountain Central, the Mustangs win 21-0 over Covington. North Central of Farmersburg wins tonight 20-7 over North Decatur. And in Vigo County, Terre Haute South takes back the victory bell as they defeat Terre Haute North 21-13. Congratulations to the Braves. Big win for them in that program. Well, Jake, that is going to wrap things up. We certainly wish these two teams luck next week. As we said, Attica is going to welcome Fountain Central here to Bruce Field. Park Heritage will have homecoming back home as they welcome Duggar Union. It is the Wolves victorious tonight, 37-2. Congratulations to them. We want to thank all of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Certainly want to thank the listeners for tuning in and hearing the action tonight. Hopefully you're able to stay warm and dry. We want to thank Jim back in the studio for his work on the board and also offering us the scores that we were able to bring to you tonight. And Jake, as always, buddy, it was a pleasure to work with you, and certainly appreciate all the insight that you can provide for us. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be here to bring exciting high school action under the Friday night lights with high school football and the Wabash River Conference. So fans, thank you so much. Once again, if you are on your way home, we wish you safe travels. Please be very careful as you get back to Park County. The area north of US 47 has some high water, so please take it safely. We'll be back next week as we have more action to bring you from 104.9 WAXI. We wish you a wonderful weekend. And I believe next week is going to be another exciting game for us on the radio as we travel to Riverton Park to watch the Panthers take on the Falcons of North Vermillion. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We wish you a great weekend here on 104.9 WAXI.
Park and Vermillion County High School football on 104.9 WAXI has been brought to you by
Park County REMC, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, FutureX Industries, Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton, Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, The Fountain Trust Company, Overpeck Gas in Covington and Marshall, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Valley Pro Construction in Clinton, your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGA stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company and Internet, serving Bloomingdale, Tangier, Rockville, and Coloma. Valley Professionals Community Health Center with 8 locations, including the mobile bus.
BJ's Electronics, your local Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, WTHI-TV News 10, and by Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Listen for Park and Vermilion County High School football all season long on 104.9 WAXI and streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.